This is the Storm Radio Network on Classic Hits 98.9 FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines. He moves in with the burst of speed, a shot to this, rebound shot, scores! Brad Shearhorn, there's the power on the power play. 1-0 Storm, rebound shot, scores! Soren Johnson, second of the night. A tisk and a task at the biscuit found the basket. Soren Johnson lighting it up, his fourth of the season.
Kenny Brooks moving in through the slot. Skates in, little deep move, comes in, stop, scores!
Truth, you can't handle the truth. Kenny Brooks, 3-0 Storm.
And that looks to center out, front shot, scores!
Tie game! Out in front, it's Nick Lappin.
Puck now taking it by Sharon. Stretch the head. Here's Johnson breaking in.
All alone. Moves in with the shot. Scores! Soren Johnson. Goal number 2. It's 2-1. Storm. Zoom, zoom. Sweep of the broom.
Giving off to Shearhorn. Shearhorn sneaks in with the shot. Scores!
What a goal! 2-0 Storm. He put the mouse inside the hole before the cat can snatch it. 2-0 Storm.
This is the Storm Radio Network on Classic Hits 98.9 FM.
Let's set up tonight's broadcast with the voice of the Storm, Skip Berry.
And a pleasant good evening and happy hawk, everyone. Indeed, Skip Berry from the Sioux Falls Arena, along with me here tonight, the brother of one head coach and general manager of the Storm, Drew Shenick. Well, his brother, Scott Shenick, will be joining me here this evening. Tonight, it's the first meeting of the regular season between the Sioux Falls Stampede and the Tri-City Storm. As the Storm come into tonight's game, with a record of 33-40-2 all-time against the Stampede, they try to improve that here this season. It's not been easy, though, over the last couple years playing here at Sioux Falls Arena, where the Storm have given up many goals early on in the hockey game. Something the Storm talked about on the way here to the game tonight, saying we've got to control the first 5 minutes of the hockey game and prevent the Sioux Falls Stampede from getting any momentum here on their home ice. The importance here tonight that we'll talk about throughout the evening, but more importantly for the Storm, they've got to get out of this three-game slide that they're currently in, sitting currently 7th in the Western Conference, but a chance here tonight to get back into the top 6 in the Western Conference, which of course qualifies for the playoffs. The Storm have a lot of season to go here, but it all starts here tonight, really on the road for the Storm to try to turn things around, as they have a lot of road games upcoming here in the month of November. They've got to get things going in the right direction here on the second game of the month and trying to find a way to bounce back from last night's loss to the Omaha Lancers and Home Ice. We come back with the Viero Wireless pregame show next, right here on the Storm Radio Network. Classic Hits 98.9 FM, KKPR, Kearney.
We all make bad choices in life. Eating Aunt Betty's latest meatloaf recipe, jumping a new bike over a flimsy plywood ramp, or picking up a hitchhiker in a bright orange jumpsuit. We can't help you with a lot of bad decisions, but Viero Wireless can help you make the smart choice in smartphones. Right now, buy one BlackBerry Curve or Motorola XT720 Android smartphone and get another of the same model free. But supplies are limited, so hitch a ride to Viero Wireless, where the smart choice is your choice. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
If you've ever taken ephedrine products to lose weight, listen up. The results are in, and CTS 360 is now considered the strongest, most aggressive fat-burning system since ephedrine.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Stout. CTS 360 was designed to be a strong and safe weight loss product that mimics ephedrine without the negative side effects. If you're ready for a change, stop by a Complete Nutrition and ask for the safest, strongest, most aggressive fat-burning system on the market today, CTS 360. Take it from me. I lost over half my body fat after having a baby. I know how losing weight totally changes your life.
Get the doctor-recommended, strongest, most aggressive fat-burning system on the market today, CTS 360. Available exclusively at Complete Nutrition. If you lose an excessive amount of weight in your first 10 days of use, please contact your consultant to adjust your plan.
Complete Nutrition is located north of 39th Street on 2nd Avenue in Kearney and one block south of Conestoga Mall on Allen Drive in Grand Island. Look better, feel better, perform better. Complete Nutrition of Kearney and Grand Island.
Complete Nutrition.
Pete Legpaul, really nice guy with two kids and a lovely wife named Kim. Things have been going great for him until Monday afternoon. That's when Paul's boss told him that due to restructuring, his job had been eliminated. Bad things happen to good people. But fortunately, that doesn't mean you have to settle for unreliable transportation, charge-offs, credit card debt, repossessions, collections, bankruptcy, or foreclosure. If you think you can't buy quality transportation, think again. Go to thinkapproved.com. That's T-H-I-N-K, thinkapproved.com.
You're listening to the Storm Radio Network.
This is the Viero Wireless Free Game Show
on Classic Hits 98.9 FM.
Here's the voice of the Storm, Skip Berry.
And welcome, everybody, to the Viero Wireless pregame show. Viero Wireless, Mr. Wireless Provider of the Tri-City Storm and the Viero Event Center. You can check them out at the Viero Event Center, the Viero Wireless Store. Skip Berry indeed once again here on this, well, Saturday evening in Sioux Falls, South Dakota at the Sioux Falls Arena, joined here tonight by Scott Shenick, who, of course, played in the Western Hockey League, much like his older brother, Drew Shenick, now the head coach and general manager, of course, of the Tri-City Storm. Scott, first off, welcome. Nice to see you here, and certainly very different from Drew in some ways, but, well, a lot of similarities too, right?
Yeah, for sure, Skip. I mean, you know, obviously size is the first thing that you see. That's probably the main difference between Drew and myself. But, you know, both of our lives have been surrounded with hockey ever since we were 3 years old up until now. So it's been fantastic.
Absolutely. And we'll talk with him here throughout the night, including getting to him on thoughts after one, as we'll talk about some of those similarities between him and his brother a little bit. And, of course, well, you only got to play with each other for 1 year. That's in professional hockey, kind of a unique story there. We'll talk about that a little bit later on thoughts after one. In just a second, we'll get tonight's complete nutrition game comparisons. We have the Applebee's Coach's Corner with the head coach and general manager of the Storm, Drew Shenick. We also got tonight's Midway Auto Group scoreboard update throughout the evening. The lineups for the hockey game presented to by Burger King and the New West Keys to Victory. But before we start things off, let's get tonight's complete nutrition game comparisons. And once again, the official nutrition supplier of the Tri-City Storm this season is Complete Nutrition. Complete Nutrition is located north of 39th Street on 2nd Avenue in Kearney, one block south of Conestoga Mall on Allen Drive in Grand Island. Look better, feel better, perform better. Complete Nutrition of Kearney and Grand Island. And tonight we'll take a look at the road team first, the Tri-City Storm, coming in tonight, 7th in the Western Conference with a record of 3-6-0. Their road record right now at 1-3-0. Certainly need to find a way to win more games on the road. Their only win this season on the road was a 7-3 victory over the Sioux City Musketeers. When scoring the first goal right now, the Storm just 3-3-0, a .500 record when you score the first goal. That's down from the league average. It's 77.7% when you get that first goal. Storm has to be much better. Of course, they have not won a game when allowing that first goal, going 0-3-0 on the campaign. Now, the Storm offense right now, 15th in the league at 2.11 goals per game. Their goals against 3.11, so a goal difference there. 10th right now, by the way, in the USHL in goals against. Their penalty minutes right now for the Storm, they are the 7th most penalized team in the league at 18.11, the 10th fewest, if you will, in respective view. The Storm power play right now climbing to 11th now in the USHL, going to 10.2% in the last five games. The Storm, 17% better on the power play. In fact, 17.2%, going 5-for-29. So the power play has been very good for the Storm. We'll talk about that a little bit later. The penalty kill right now, 81.8%. That's also climbing back up a little bit here in the last couple of games, 10th right now in the league. The Storm's best period, the first period, at a +2 differential, outscoring the opposition 5-3, but their worst period right now is the third period, getting outscored 14-7, a -7 differential. Now the Sioux Falls Stampede coming tonight, one game below .500, but currently fifth in the Western Conference at 3-4-1. Their home record just 3-3-0. They've only played two road games on the season so far. The Stampede, when scoring the first goal, 2-1-0. When allowing the first goal, just one win, three losses, and one overtime loss as well. The goals for and the goals against, much like the Storm, very similar here. Goals for, 2.25, that's 14th in the league, just one ranking better than the Storm. Their goals against, 11th in the league, one ranking behind the Storm at 3.13 goals allowed. Now, the penalty minutes here per game right now for the Sioux Falls Stampede, they are the 11th least penalized team in the league, one behind the Storm, currently 6th most at 18.75. Special teams, the Stampede, last in power play percentage at 8.6%, at 16th again in the league. 82.1% on the penalty kill, that's 9th in the league. So the rankings very similar so far on the season, and that's tonight's complete nutrition game comparisons. Now we get to tonight's Applebee's Coach's Corner, and tonight, joined by the head coach and general manager of the Tri-City Storm, Drew Shenick, so we had a chance to catch up with him a little bit earlier. Coach, a lot of similarities between the Sioux Falls Stampede and the Tri-City Storm coming into this season. Both teams lack a lot of experience coming back to the team from a year ago. Both teams in kind of similar situations, and looking at it stats-wise, very similar and very comparable so far. Is that to be expected, I guess, at this time of the year when you look at the maturity of a club and you look at the experienced clubs out east? They're very good. And, of course, the West, when you have some experience, it's going to take some time. Is it fair to say that this is going to be an evenly matched game here tonight?
Well, it should. I mean, it's always a good game when we come to Sioux Falls. Albeit we haven't had a lot of success here as a team in the past couple of years. there have always been close games, and you know, I would suspect nothing different here tonight. And you know, again, it's good for us to get on the road here and hopefully get off the schneid.
Taking a look at some very key components here tonight, it is the rink here at Sioux Falls. It can be awfully difficult if you're a new player that's never played here in this building before. It's very fast paced, comes off the wall quickly. Goaltenders have to be a little more alert, and it seems like we talked about on the bus a little bit on the way here. It seems like giving up early goals happens a lot in this building for the Storm in the past couple of years because of the way the play is. Can you talk a little about that and how difficult it is, especially for the new guys coming into the rink?
Well, it's certainly an adjustment, and Sioux Falls plays, you know, plays right to it where they get the puck and they just throw it up off the wall and they start chasing it down, and you know, they play a much different game here at home than they do on the road, and you know, if you're not ready for it and you haven't seen it yet, it can certainly throw you for some fits here. So you know, again, it'll be something that we'll talk about here in our pregame meeting, just making sure that we keep it simple here in the first 10 minutes, get our legs going here, let's be physical, let's get lots of shots on net, and we'll see where it goes.
Again, he's the head coach and general manager of the Tri-City Storm, Drew Shinnick, with me here on the Applebee's Coach's Corner. And Coach, taking a look at the power play as of late for the Storm, it's been a very big positive bonus for the club, and they've got to find a way to utilize it even more, I think. But 17% since scoring your first power play goal in game number 5, how encouraging is it to see that your special teams are starting to really come together a little bit, including the penalty kill, which has been 11 for 11 over the last 2 games?
Well, I mean, it's obviously something that we've been working hard on and trying to get better. And, you know, I thought even when we weren't scoring on the power play, we did have some good opportunities and some good chances, and we felt it was just a matter of time. But, you know, now the guys, are kind of into the swing of things, and we're getting some good looks at it, and we're getting some goals. And, you know, our penalty kill took a dip there for about 3 straight games where it just seemed like we couldn't keep the puck out no matter what we tried. And, you know, over this last little bit here, we've got our guys, a little bit more dialed into taking a lot more pride in it. And it showed here in the last couple of games.
No question. Kenny Brooks, Nick Lapp, and Brad Shorn finding some consistency offensively right now for the Storm. But one thing that has been missing a little bit is some of the newer guys, Heikki Liitis, Thomas Nykop, Michael Vecchione, and even to an extent, Adam Klapik over the last 2 games. Those guys haven't been able to get goals just yet. Can you talk a little bit about where your new guys are to the roster this season? Why are they not getting those goals just yet? Is it a matter of time, or is it something they need to correct a little bit in their game?
Well, I think it's a combination of both. I think, you know, it is going to be some time with these guys. They've all come out of different styles of programs where, you know, things might have happened a little bit easier for them, and they're not used to having to work a little extra harder to try and generate opportunities, and when they get them, bury them. You know, the other thing is, you know, they have to do more. They got to be around the net, and they've got to be willing to go to the hard areas where the goals are scored. And I think right now we've played off to the outside a little bit with some of these new guys, and they have to learn that if you're going to score goals, you got to find the front of the net.
Finally, looking at Phoenix Copley a little bit, he's been very good in the first 2 periods for your club this season, but the 3rd period, his stats have kind of dipped down. Is there any concern that your goaltender may be a little more fatigued come the 3rd period, or do you think he's just not finding that consistency yet because he is a young goalie still to this league?
Well, I think it's a consistency thing with him. You look at, outside of a couple of games, in that stretch there, we give up 30 shots. We haven't given up more than 30 or 34 shots in a game, and right now, Phoenix, being this time of year, shouldn't really have any trouble handling, 30 or under shots. So I certainly hope it's not fatigue. If it is, then, that's something that we can address. I just think Phoenix has to, that was one of his things that we knew when we got him is sometimes his mental game can slip. And right now he just needs to be, I think, mentally stronger. And I think that carries over into the 3rd period. And I think once he solves that, he'll be very good.
Again, the head coach and general manager of the Tri-City Storm, Drew Shinnick, with me here on the Applebee's Coach's Corner. Visit your local Kearney Applebee's restaurant today, now featuring late-night food and drink specials after 9 p.m. Applebee's Late Night, come join the fun. Coaches, always appreciate your time. Best of luck here tonight against Sioux Falls.
All right, thanks, Skip.
Moving along here on the Vero Wireless pregame show, along with Scott Shinnick. Once again, Skip Berry here as we kind of get things rolling here with the lineups for tonight's hockey game presented by Burger King and, of course, the home of the Whopper once again. Burger King, a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey, with 5 locations to serve you. Burger King is in Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, and 2 locations in Kearney. Burger King, have it your way. Starting in net tonight for the Tri-City Storm, it will be Phoenix Copley. Copley, record on the season, 3-5-0, a 2.91 goals against average, a 90.6 save percentage. To get the start tonight in net for Sioux Falls, it will be Charlie Lindgren. Lindgren coming in tonight, just 2 games played, 1 game in relief, of course, recently last night. But on the season, playing just one start in a 6-5 loss to the Muskegon Lumberjacks on October 15th. Lindgren's record on the year, 0-1-0, a 6.07 goals against average right now, an 83.8 save percentage right now for the Sioux Falls Stampede. Take a look at the rest of the lineups here tonight for both clubs, starting with the Storm on the road here tonight. Trevor Gorsuch, of course, the backup once again for Phoenix Copley. On defense tonight for the Storm, look at the start as the top pairing, Brian Sins with Josh McArdle. It'll be Dylan Maller with Tyler Ambergy on the second pairing. The third pairing here tonight for the Storm, Dalton Spicer with J.D. Peterson. Up front, the Storm with the top line, Adam Klapik, Michael Vecchione, and Thomas Nykoff. They'll be the top line tonight, but the second line will get the start in Nick Lappin, Kenny Brooks, and Brad Shearhorn. The third line tonight, Tim Bonner will center that line with Davey Middleton and Soren Janssen on the wings. And then Hakey Litas on that fourth line with Tim Lappin in the lineup here tonight, along with Trevor Moore out of the lineup tonight with injuries, Andrew Durantes, Greg Johnson, and Desmond Bergen, and John Roboski, a healthy scratch here tonight for the Storm. Take a look at the Sioux Falls Stampede as they come out with Stefan Williams on the bench behind Charlie Lindgren. The defense will start off here tonight. Will be Joseph Lordo along with Mikko Virtanen. And Virtanen and Lordo will not be the pairings together, but rather it'll be Reed Whiteside with Virtanen. And then Lordo with Ed McGovern. Ed McGovern last night, a -5 in the loss to Sioux City. And that 5-0 loss was on the ice for all five goals against, along with Matt Van Voris. Matt Van Voris will be with Drew Brevik here tonight on the third pairing. The starting line here tonight for the Sioux Falls Stampede is listed as their fourth line tonight. It is Todd Skirving along with Zach McCarver and Ian Mansfield. The top line listed here tonight for the Stampede, of course not starting though, is Dylan McLaughlin with Kent Shearer and Ryan Keller. It'll be Justin Selman with Mitch Hughes, the former Tri-City Storm, of course, player. And now with the Sioux Falls Stampede, once again, Mitch Hughes along with Eric Brink. Those three make up the second line and the third line here tonight for the Stampede. Blake Robus along with Nick Nielsen and Dan Carlson. That is tonight's Burger King Alliance for the Hockey. Let's take a look at those New West keys to victory. New West Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West for the athlete and all of us. And tonight, along with Scott Shenick, we'll talk about these three keys. And the first key, though, Scott, tonight, you can't blink. You've played in many rinks before in the Western Hockey League. They're small, a lot like this in some capacities. Portland Winterhawks had it, of course. You've had to play there. Very important that players don't blink, especially on the back end.
Exactly. I think, in the back end, I mean, the keys for them and all the defense 1-6 is keep it simple early. You know, make that first pass, make that outlet, move it fast, get it out of the zone, get into the forward's hands to make an attack.
Second key here tonight is you got to slow the game down, especially in the early going. You cannot let this game get out of control. Don't let the fans get into it too quickly, but more importantly, don't let the fans get into it because, well, the Stampede are going to feed right off of it on their home ice.
Exactly. I mean, in that area, it's just get the puck in deep, put the cycle to work, bang and crash a little bit early, try to take their crowd and their momentum out of it.
The third and final key here tonight on the New West keys to victory is, of course, no shot is a bad shot in this rink. As you can hear the crowd picking up the noise here at the Sioux Falls Arena. There's fans right next to you here. Like I said, it's right on top of you, isn't it, Scott?
Great atmosphere here, great atmosphere. And like I said, you can hear it all over the place. But, yes, with a condensed neutral zone, I mean, a good shot is a good shot from the red line. If you're going to get it in early, put a couple on the goalie, see how he's handling it, and go from there.
And we, of course, take a look at those New West three keys throughout the rest of the evening here tonight. But no question, the Storm have to get off to a good start. First goal, very important. Of course, the Storm have not won a hockey game when they've given up the first goal this season. But they're just 3-3-0 when scoring that first goal. So it's not just about getting the first goal. It's about sustaining 60 minutes of hockey once again here tonight at a very difficult place to play once again here at the Sioux Falls Arena. Taking a quick look at that Midway Auto Group scoreboard update before we go to break. We'll look at some scores coming up a little bit later throughout the night as well. But two games underway. It is Cedar Rapids right now with a 1-0 lead over the Muskegon Lumberjacks after one period of play. Youngstown right now on home ice, losing to the Indiana Ice. 1-0 is the score through 20 minutes there. Other games coming up a little bit later tonight include the Lincoln Stars hosting the Fargo Force for the second time in consecutive nights. It is Des Moines hosting Chicago here tonight. Waterloo hosting Green Bay. And then Omaha hosting the defending Clark Cup champions, the Dubuque Fighting Saints, here this evening. There is a quick look at that Midway Auto Group scoreboard update. Think Castle Freeze, think Midway, thinkmidway.com. The starting lineups being presented here at the Sioux Falls Arena. Before we take a quick step aside, Scott, it's very important to realize when you're in on the road and you're on a three-game losing streak, it's the simple things that get the job done most importantly.
Exactly. I mean, it's just getting back to basics, making that good hard first pass for that defenseman, getting the feet going for the forwards, getting that forecheck going and working the systems, and, you know, of course, getting shots to the net early and testing that goalie.
Absolutely. And we'll take a quick break here in just a bit. We'll get to tonight's first period of play just around the corner right here on the Storm Radio Network. This has been the Viera Wireless pregame show right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, KKPR, Kearney.
It's getting late. The world is calling it a night. But the neighborhood is just getting started. Applebee's is now open till midnight or later. So stop in after the game. Swing by after the show. Grab some friends because your favorite neighborhood grill and bar is still going strong. Applebee's, now open till midnight or later. Another reason why there's no place like the neighborhood.
Visit your local Kearney Applebee's restaurant today. Now featuring late night food and drink specials after 9 p.m. Applebee's Late Night. Come join the fun.
Teamwork is important in the success of any athlete. This is why New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is Central Nebraska's premier clinic for sports-related injuries and rehabilitation. All of New West physicians are fellowship-trained to ensure the highest quality of medical care. New West is proud to serve the UNK Athletic Program and the Tri-City Storm with their brand-new, state-of-the-art facility located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney. New West, for the athlete in all of us.
We all make bad choices in life. Eating Aunt Betty's latest meatloaf recipe, jumping a new bike over a flimsy plywood ramp, or picking up a hitchhiker in a bright orange jumpsuit. We can't help you with a lot of bad decisions, but Viera Wireless can help you make the smart choice in smartphones. Right now, buy one BlackBerry Curve or Motorola XT720 Android smartphone and get another of the same model free. But supplies are limited, so hitch a ride to Viera Wireless, where the smart choice is your choice. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
It's Buck Night with the Tri-City Storm and Coca-Cola. Sunday, November 13th, watch the Storm battle the Lincoln Stars. And don't miss the special Buck Night offer for all Storm fans. $1 Coke and $1 hot dog. All game long. It's the deal of the season. And it all happens Sunday. That's right. Sunday, November 13th at a special 5 o'clock start time. Doors open at 4. It's the Storm versus the Stars on Buck Night with Dollar Dogs and Dollar Coke. Storm Hockey is the number one party in town. Visit stormhockey.com for more. Presented by Viero.
You're listening to the Storm Radio Network.
It's now time for the first period of play
on Classic Hits 98.9 FM.
Once again, here's the voice of the Storm, Skip Barry.
Tonight, live from Sioux Falls Arena in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, the United States Hockey League presents the Tri-City Storm visiting the Sioux Falls Stampede. A pleasant good evening and happy hockey, everyone. Skip Barry and Dito on Scott Shenick here tonight as we get set from our broadcast booth right next to the action here at Sioux Falls Arena, where in net to my left, it will be Phoenix Copley for the Storm, and net to my right, Charlie Lindgren for the Sioux Falls Stampede as the crowd gets going here once again. On a Saturday evening in Sioux Falls, on defense to start things off for the Storm, Josh McArdle, Brian Sins. Up front, the Storm will go with Kenny Brooks, Nick Lappin, and Brad Shearhorn. That line's been good as of late. We'll talk about them throughout the evening. Turning on defense back the other way for Sioux Falls, the captain, Joseph Lordo, along with Mikko Virtanen. And up front, Ian Mansfield, along with Zach McCarver and Todd Skirving. The centerman, Todd Skirving, getting ready to set to do battle here with Nick Lappin out at the center ice circle. The referee tonight is Brady Johnson. The linesman here tonight will be Patrick Turcotte and Ryan Mattson. We're all set for the opening puck drop here on a fast-moving Sioux Falls ice surface here. Nice little renovations here to the arena with replay screens now to our right and left as we see it from the broadcast booth. A little bit of an upgrade here as they look to also get a new facility here in the next couple years possibly, as that levy going to the state board here very soon to see if that will pass. Icing the call here as the Storm win the opening faceoff, but we'll have to go all the way back in their own zone. Not quite 200 feet, but rather 180 feet, if you will, because of the small surface. And we get the second faceoff here to the sixth side of Phoenix Copley. It'll be Lappin to do the draw here against Skirving. Skirving will win this draw here as the puck will go back near the blue line, but out of the zone, out to the neutral zone. It is Virtanen now, giving ahead for Skirving. Skirving up the right wing side, just flips it in deep into the Tri-City zone off the backhand, and now goes back and behind the Tri-City net, trying to get to it. Not a lot of room in behind the Storm cage here at the Sioux Falls Arena. A lot of plays happen up off those end boards. You got to be careful if you're the Storm defense here tonight. Now all the way back up the right wing side, it's Kenny Brooks, the co-captain, playing it now out for center ice, giving on to Shearhorn Stick. His shot to the net and a save made there by Lindgren. And 19:22 to go here in period one, scoreless between the Storm and the Stampede. So a left circle draw will come up here. It'll be Adam Klapik to take this faceoff. Klapik, no points in the last two games, a -3 at the moment. Over the last couple of games, he'd like to get going once again as he showed a lot of promise early on coming over from the Omaha Lancers in that trade middle of the month. Puck goes back in the left corner as the Storm able to get to this one and now trying to keep it in the zone, but it comes back out to center ice, catching up to it here. It is Brink. Brink brings it ahead there, but turned back over, and the Storm trying to get to it, cannot quite get it out, and along the end boards, and fishing it away is Ambergy. Ambergy playing it ahead here as it bounces up off Becchione, stick onto Klapik, and Klapik will now retreat back and behind his own net here for the Storm, quickly trying to make a play there to Dylan Maller. Maller's hooked up on the play, but it'll continue on here as Nykoff now with it. Nykoff from his own zone for the Storm, charges out to center ice, now stick handles through the neutral zone, comes down across the attack blue line, in on right wing. It's Nykoff looking back to the blue line, comes out towards Peterson. Peterson could not hold the blue line. An appropriate call here made by Ryan Mattson, the linesman there on the offsides. Faceoff coming up outside the Sioux Falls blue line with 18:37 to go, first period. Now Tim Bonner to take the faceoff here. It is McLaughlin now leaning in for the draw. And Dylan McLaughlin looking up as they had a little bit of a whistle to tell the guys to back up near the wall. Middleton and Keller were trying to cheat in on that faceoff, but the puck now played back and behind the Sioux Falls net. Taken here, Ed McGovern with it. Up ahead for Keller. Keller getting it out towards center ice. Puck taken there by McLaughlin, and he just sends it in deep into the Storm zone. Teed up along the end boards there by Phoenix Copley. Play comes back to the bottom right circle, and after it there is Ryan Keller. Now the puck goes back towards the outside right circle again. Taken here, McLaughlin now with it. Down low, giving on now to Kent Scherer. Scherer looks back to the blue line, can't find anybody home, and now just elects to go back and behind the net with the puck. Has it, now lost it off of his stick. The play continues on as it is played back out in front, but intercepted away by the Storm as it's Johnsen giving a head here to Middleton. Middleton sends it in deep. Now he goes in on the forecheck. Breivik gets to it before Middleton could, and Breivik now plays it up off the right wing side. All the way down the ice it will go. This will be icing here against Sioux Falls with 17:47 to go here in period one. It is scoreless between the Storm and the Stampede. Scott, so far, early on, you're starting to see it. The Storm know they have to get out of their zone quickly. And right there, just desperation trying to keep it in deep and get on the forecheck early.
Yeah, I think the forwards, you know, they got to do a good job coming down to support their defense as they're working behind the net with the puck. I mean, with that tight end zone there condensed, they need to do a real good job on the boards.
Off the draw, the Storm control, but now the Stampede have it from their own zone. Out to Keller on a diagonal pass to the neutral zone. Left wing side, Keller gets it into the Tri-City end. It goes along the end boards there, where Sins now tries to get after it as well for the Storm. Knifed away here back to center as it is tapped forward there by Moore, but now controlled by the captain for the Sioux Falls Stampede, Joseph Lordo. Up along the left wing side here for Sioux Falls. Out to center ice. Robos now with it. Robos plays it over to the right wing side, giving off there to Nielsen. Nielsen will just send it back behind the Tri-City net. And again, Copley to play the puck, but goes back to the blue line. Burton in, keeps it in. His shot missing the cage high up off the end glass. Sioux Falls with it. Here's a chance up in front. And all alone was Nielsen, but he shot the puck wide to the left. From the left corner boards, the puck goes back and behind the Tri-City net. Bumped up off the end boards here. Play continues on as it is the Stampede trying to keep it in. But a good job there by Sharon tapping it over the defenseman Lordo. And now back from center ice, the Storm have it. It is Brooks now playing it into the Sioux Falls zone. A delayed offside forcing Shearhorn back to the blue line. Now the Storm go in on the forecheck, but don't get to the puck in time. And Vertanen quickly gets it to center. Here's McCarver now. He sends it back behind the Tri-City net from the outside left circle into the right corner now with the puck is Sioux Falls. McCarver looking around, back down low. Getting here is a chance off in front. Intercepted away, and the Storm have it as Lappin gets it ahead here for Shearhorn. On now to Kenny Brooks, bringing in on left wing. In front, trying to feed it there to Lappin, who came through the slot. And he gets hooked up a little bit there on the play. And as it goes on into the right corner, the bodies collide. And now they battle to get this possession. It's Brooks now trying to get to it, but lost it. Up off his stick onto Skirving. And here's Todd Skirving, the talented forward here for Sioux Falls, just playing it in deep. Back in behind now the Tri-City goal line as the Storm now trying to work with it here. As the puck goes back near the blue line, out of the Tri-City zone, and Whiteside will just flip it right back in here for Sioux Falls, but the Storm control and have some space trying to move it back to center. A controlled breakout here for the alternate captain, J.D. Peterson. The defenseman just sends it ahead here for Vecchione. Vecchione sends it out through the neutral zone, tipped in deep here by Nykoff, and Lindgren now with it. Lindgren tries to play it away up around stick. Hughes, he's checked it on the play by Vecchione. Now just gets it out to center. Eric Brink has it, and Brink gives the head here for Selman as Selman brings it ahead across the blue line. Challenge on the play here by Sins. All the way back to the blue line, though. The puck goes back to McGovern. His shot, that one tipped away there by Vecchione's stick, and now goes back down to the left corner. And the Stampede try to get after it here. Here's Selman with a shot. That one trickles just wide, and tipping it in front there was Eric Brink. But no can do as it went wide to the left, and the Storm now look to get it out. But here's the turnover. Selman with a chance. A shot comes off the end boards. And front shot scores. It's Eric Brink with the goal, and Eric Brink scores his first goal of the season. Time of this one, 4 minutes and 50 seconds into period number one on a rebound off the end boards.
Yeah, it was an unfortunate bounce. I mean, lots of great pressure by Sioux Falls there in the offensive zone. Bounce came off. Coffey couldn't see it, right on the stick in the back of the net.
And on that goal, it will be assisted there by Justin Selman. Selman picks up his third assist of the year. And so Brink from Selman will be the goal. Time of this one coming here at the 4 minute and 50 second mark. And we'll see if they give another assist on that goal as they are talking about Mitch Hughes being on that assist as well. So Mitch Hughes should be the second assist on that goal. Selman's shot is the one that went up off the end boards, back off in front. Now another chance here for Sioux Falls as it goes into the Tri-City zone, but it goes back and over to the right wing side for the Storm as Middleton now gets it to center ice. Out to center, the puck now fumbles into the Sioux Falls end where it is now Bonner just playing it back up off the end boards here. Got to be careful once again. You got to settle things down. Another early goal here at the Sioux Falls Arena. We talked about that. That's been something the Storm have struggled with over the past couple of years. It is a tough building to play, especially if you're a new player to the league. You don't know quite what to expect. And we talked about those end boards being active and live, and that's exactly what happened on that goal there for Sioux Falls. It's an icing coming up here to the Stampede. We'll help play with 14:22 to go here in the first period. Well, it's not for mental preparation. Everybody knew what could happen. And the biggest thing is it's still a learning curve for a very young team in Tri-City.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the thing to take away there is, I mean, sure it was an early goal, but they got to regroup, you know, do their best and get back on the attack to get the momentum swung back in their way.
Faceoff taken here, and it goes in on goal here as it's tipped out of play, and we'll redo the draw once again in the Sioux Falls zone as they'll move it back over to that right circle to the stick side of Charlie Lindgren. Charlie Lindgren, by the way, a right-handed glove, a rarity, of course, for most goalies who typically have it in that left hand, so a difference for the shooters. If you're a right-handed shot, you're always going to challenge that stick side. And now, another shot coming off the draw, easily saved away here once again by Lindgren. 14:15 to go here in the first period. You've got to control the tempo. The fans are already in this hockey game right now. And right now is when you need to try to turn the tide, turn the momentum. And another goal here for the Storm on their side of things would help out a lot.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, just keep getting those pucks to the net and willing it to the net. A lot of hard work, a lot of traffic in front of the goalie. You know, something will go in and tie this game back up.
Faceoff coming up. Inside the right circle, it'll be Trevor Moore to take the draw against that of Eric Brink, it would appear. Or no, excuse me, make that rather Skirving. And now the faceoff taken here. Storm winning going forward, and now a stick just knocked right out of the hands of a Sioux Falls Stampede, possibly. And we'll see a slashing call come up here. And it's going to go against the Storm's Tim Lappin. And Tim Lappin's going to go to the box here for his third minor penalty of the season. Slashing will be the call, and the evidence was on the ice at the end of that one. Time of this penalty, 5 minutes and 49 seconds into period one. Slashing is the call. Stampede go on the power play. Stampede power play on the season, 16th in the league at 8.6%. The Storm penalty kill up to 81.8%. That's 10th right now in the USHL. Now off the draw, Sioux Falls winning this faceoff, now playing it all the way back towards the left point. It's the former development program defenseman, Van Voris, just playing on down low for that left corner. Trying to get it there, but the puck now taken here outside the left circle. Storm trying to battle to get to this one. Goes back behind the Tri-City net where Brink tries to get after it. Taken here by Sins. Sins tries to play it up off the boards. It does get out to center. And now it's Nick Lappin chasing down Joseph Lordo back inside the Sioux Falls zone. In over to the right corner. Play goes up towards that left wing side here for Sioux Falls. They knock it back to center. Storm will steal it right back and shoveling it on back into the Sioux Falls zone is McArdle. 13:34 to go here in this first period. A minute 21 left here on this Sioux Falls power play. Van Voris has it out to center ice. Challenge on the play here by Bonner, but forced right back to Lordo. Lordo looks for a pass up ahead there for Hughes. Knocked away for there by the glove of McArdle. A hand pass called here and an easy one to see with 13:21 to go here in this first period, a minute 11 to go here on the Sioux Falls power play. Now, the Sioux Falls power play has not been very good this season just yet, but they're obviously dangerous on home ice. And when you look at right now, the Storm penalty kill doing a good job keeping the puck in the Sioux Falls zone here on this penalty kill.
Yeah, definitely. Tri-City doing a great job of congesting that neutral zone and not letting any momentum come on that breakout for Sioux Falls. So if they can continue that up, they should be fine.
Off the draw, the puck goes into the Storm zone, but we get an offside here by the Stampede. They'll redo the draw just outside the Tri-City blue line in front of the Storm bench. The left-wing side for the Storm, right-wing side for the Stampede out in the neutral zone. As it'll be Skirving to take the draw here against Lidas. Lidas trying to win a draw here as he tries to push it forward. Now does get to it, and Lidas will just shovel it in deep again into the Sioux Falls zone as we get the puck back behind the Stampede net. And with it from there, it'll be the Stampede moving it to center ice. Mansfield deflects it forward up into the Tri-City zone. McCardle looks back, sends it around the boards, trying to get a hard rim around the boards to get it out, but could not. Stampede keep it in. Down from the left corner all the way back near the blue line. Virtanen challenge on the play there by Lidas. A fellow Finnish defenseman slash forward converging there. And now the Storm have it in on shorthanded into the Sioux Falls zone, but it is Vecchione wisely retreating back to center, and now it is trying to play back in deep. There was Brian Sins, but it gets pushed forward here by Sioux Falls back in the Storm zone. Under 25 seconds to go here on this Storm penalty kill. Their first of the evening. Puck goes forward. Here's Skirving passing off now. Giving here is a shot coming in there by McCarver. Saved away by Compley in a flurry of a chance there in front. But the Stampede do not capitalize. And now here's Kenny Brooks, a one-on-two shorthanded. Elects to hold up a little bit. Looks backwards now into his own zone. Just turns around and then fires it back into the Sioux Falls end with 3 seconds left on the penalty to Lappin. Lappin now comes out of the box in the Storm right now. One for one on the penalty kill here tonight. Puck goes back into the Storm zone. Catching up to it there is Peterson. Played it all the way up off the boards, all the way down the ice. They will call the icing here. That will not allow the Storm to change as Tim Lappin was trying to get to the bench for the first time since serving his penalty. We'll have to come back onto the ice on that icing here with 12:01 to go. First period, 1-0 Sioux Falls. They have a 1-0 lead courtesy of Eric Brink's first of the season from Selman and Hughes. McLaughlin now leaning in for a draw on the left circle for Sioux Falls in the Tri-City zone to that sixth side of Phoenix Copley, but McLaughlin gets kicked out. In now comes Kent Shearer to take this faceoff here against Tim Bonner.
Come on!
Now they look to drop the puck. Bonner wins it now back over towards his own left corner as the puck is taken here. And now played off in front. Opportunity shot saved away there by Copley, and Copley hangs on to it here with 11:54 to go in this first period. An immediate timeout taken here as the Storm trail 1-0 entering this timeout in the first period. Skip Berry along with Scott Shenick here tonight, live from the Sioux Falls Arena in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, where so far it is a 1-0 advantage for Sioux Falls, and the Storm has not come out necessarily in bad shape. Shots on goal, 4-3 in favor of Sioux Falls. Even with that power play, Sioux Falls didn't get much on that. A lot of credit to the Storm, the way that they've basically taken this game and trying to keep it in that Sioux Falls zone, but not generating quality chances just yet.
Yeah, I think a good start for Tri-City on the road. I mean, making the road trip after playing last night, they've come out with some energy. Took an early penalty there, but you know what? Did a fantastic job of killing that off. Copley made some big saves there in tight. And you know what? They need to use that momentum and that energy and carry that forward and work hard here for the rest of this period.
So they will get out of this media timeout here with the faceoff staying in the Tri-City zone. And we take a look at the way that they've been able to win faceoffs early on. The Storm, 8 faceoff wins so far to the Sioux Falls Stampede, 4. Really right now at the moment, the Storm are doing a good job winning those draws, and they're trying to move up ice, but it is a smaller rink. Plays don't quite happen. When you're trying to find that lane, that passing lane, it just doesn't exist as much in a smaller rink, does it?
No, it doesn't. And I mean, after those one draws that Tri-City is doing a fantastic job in the circle, the forwards need to work really hard and get into position and be an outlet for that pass.
Off the draw, Storm win yet another faceoff and now play it backwards center ice. Faceoff's now 9-4 in favor of the Storm as here's Nykott moving in, giving off to Vecchione. Vecchione in front, chance saved away by Lindgren as Klapik denied on the quick one-time shot there in front and denied at the doorstep there of Lindgren as Lindgren makes his best save of the night and now covers up as it comes back to him inside the Sioux Falls zone. But what a pass there by the Storm as Vecchione along with Nykott just trying to get it there to Klapik. Klapik in front had the opportunity but denied there by the goaltender.
Yeah, great play by Vecchione to get that pass over. And, I mean, the goalie made a fantastic save, keeping them up 1-0 right here in the first period.
Now a draw will come up here Into the right circle. Stormwind yet another draw. Ambergast slap shot from the blue line. Goes in on goal. Lindgren makes the save. And the Storm will set up for another faceoff inside the Sioux Falls zone. Right now, the Stampede, certainly they miss a couple players that are not here tonight. Austin Young, who's off at the World Junior A Challenge, he'd be a guy that would take a lot of draws. Same with that of Brian Moore. He's injured right now, so a couple guys you would actually like to have out on the ice. And right now, they're losing the faceoff battle here, but they win this one and now move up ice back into the Tri-City zone as it goes back into the right corner. Taken here is a chance off in front through the crease area of Copley, and now the Storm will just try to play it on out to center ice. It is Lidas trying to move it ahead there for Trevor Moore. Couldn't get him, and now it's retreated back into the Storm zone as Dylan Maller with it. Maller pressured on the play here as Hughes has it. Hughes takes it off now towards Selman. Selman back towards the blue line. Intercepted easily there by the youngster Trevor Moore, and he passes on to Tim Lappin. Here's Tim Lappin darting ahead, trying to feed a pass back into the slot there for Moore, but intercepted away in the Stampede now with it. It is Selman charging ahead up the left wing side, in across the attack blue line here for the Stampede. A shot for the blue line goes wide of the Tri-City cage, and now taken back by the Storm, and they quickly move the other direction out to center ice. Here's Nick Lappin in on the attack, gives it off to Shearhorn in front. Lappin shot, saved somehow by Lindgren, and the puck taken here and sent the length of the ice, but not enough for icing as it goes towards the crease area, where Copley plays it onto the stick of McArdle. Up ahead again, tip forward there by Kenny Brooks, played back and behind the Sioux Falls cage, where it goes back over now towards McGovern, and McGovern will play on to Dan Carlson. Carlson to center ice, off the back foot there of Robos, goes backwards in the Sioux Falls zone, but McGovern there to collect it and play it quickly back towards the neutral zone. Now McGovern once again with it, giving ahead there. Brevig fumbling with the puck, lost it here on the check by Bonner. Brevig will just spin around, played off the backhand blindly up the left wing side. Now it's flipped up and out of play into the sin bin. And with 9:53 to go here in period one, it's still 1-0 Sioux Falls, but now the shots on goal even at 5 apiece. And the quality chances here for the Storm picking up, and right now probably out-chancing Sioux Falls.
Yeah, they are. I mean, you can see it. They got jump in their step. They're playing really hard. I mean, they're moving the puck well in the offensive zone. Lingman's making some fantastic saves and then keeping Sioux Falls up one goal.
So a face-off in the Stampede zone once again. Bonner tries to win this one, but lost it here. Stampede get to this draw and try to play it out across the blue line, but a good job by Janssen keeps it in. Down in towards the right corner. After it there, it is Bertinen now trying to play it back to the blue line. Sent in by Peterson, in on goal, and a save made there by Charlie Lindgren as he makes the save and hangs on with 9:39 to go here in this first period. Well, right now, the Storm are probably playing one of the best first periods that they have played here at Sioux Falls Arena, but you wouldn't know it with the score being 1-0 in favor of Sioux Falls on a fortunate break for the Stampede off their attack end boards. Now Klapik leaning in for a draw in the right circle, taking this one here against Todd Skirving. One back here is Becchioni. A blast to the net. Comes off to the side. Klapik shot. Shoveling it in on goal, but somehow denied again by Lindgren. A great save there by the backup netminder, getting the start tonight for the second time this season and making a couple outstanding saves on Adam Klapik here in this first period. Here's the puck now. Back towards the neutral zone. Taken here by Mansfield. Down across the attack blue line. Fired up in towards the right corner. It is Skirving who had it, now loses it. The puck deflects back to center, now in control of here by Vecchione. Vecchione moves in with a shot, save Lindgren, rebound off in front, and a penalty upcoming. This is going to put the Storm on a power play as the first penalty to the Stampede called here. This one will be for interference. Time of the call coming here at the 10-minute and 54-second mark of the period. So the Storm will get their first power play of the night. As going to the box for the penalty is Bertinen for interference. And the Stampede will be penalized here. And the Storm to go to work on the power play with Nick Lappin, Kenny Brooks, Adam Klapik, J.D. Peterson, and Brian Sins, the power play unit the Storm elect to start out with. And coming onto the ice now for Sioux Falls, it will be Ryan Keller with Justin Selman, the forwards. And the defenseman here, Ed McGovern, along with that of the former development program defenseman, Matt Van Boris. Storm, start on the power play here. Here's a chance off in front. Kenny Brooks tries to get to it, snapped away here, and it is played away by Selman as he ices the puck down the way. Obviously no icing here with the Storm up with the man advantage here. Sioux Falls in the box. Storm start back the other way. This is Tri-City power play, 11th currently in the USHL at 10.2%. As here's now Lappin feeding off to Klapik. His shot scores! Rifling it over to the glove side there of Lindgren, and the Storm have tied it up at 1-1. Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines. A blast there by Klapik puts the Storm out in front. Or excuse me, tying this up at 1-1 as it'll be Klapik with the Tri-City Storm this season, in his third overall in the campaign. It looks to be that of Nick Lappin with the assist on that goal. And indeed, it is Nick Lappin with that assist. What a shot there, as Kenny Brooks will pick up an assist as well. So it'll be Lappin and Brooks with the assist. Lappin extends his point streak to now 5 games on the season. As now Nick Lappin, a total of 8 points in the last 5 games, his 3rd assist here in that stretch.
Yeah, great puck movement there by Tri-Cities entering into that zone, and a fantastic shot by Klapik.
So Adam Klapik on the power play. The Storm 1-for-1 on the man advantage in the power play again, now in 6 games, with the count of now going 6-for-30. The power play is red hot right now for the Storm. They have to keep it going here, tying the game up 1-1 here at the Sioux Falls Arena as the Stampede go back in their own zone with the puck. Now taken here, and it's Selman trying to play it on to Brink, but turned back over near the Storm blue line. Sins quickly up ahead, trying to feed it on to Tim Lappinstick. Goes back, though, out to the neutral zone, taken here by Ambergy. Ambergy fanned on the dumping attempt there into the Sioux Falls zone, but Maller catches up to it, and now the Storm charge back the other way. Here's Lidas coming across the attack blue line, now retreats back the other way, waiting for Moore to get back onside. Moore will go taking back to the blue line. Storm just feed it into the Sioux Falls zone. We get a whistle here, and they will say an offsides.
Looks like there might be a penalty upcoming here to Tri-City's offsetting, too.
So it will be indeed Heikki Lidas getting the penalty here for the Storm, and Eric Brink for the Sioux Falls Stampede. Time of this one coming here at the 12-minute and 11-second mark of the period. Roughing is the call to both respective sides. And so Lidas for the Storm will sit in the box, and it'll be Brink for the Stampede. So puck now goes down to the right corner off these two penalties here that, of course, keep the game at 5-on-5 hockey. It is played here out to center by Sioux Falls all the way down the ice into the Tri-City zone, where it's taken back by the Storm looking to get it out. It is Tyler Ambergy trying to play it out to center as the Storm working it here as it goes back down to the right corner in behind the net. A chance here for Sioux Falls. Moving around with it. A shot in on goal. Save Compley. Rebound in front. Compley has to make the save. Sprawling out down low. And now the puck travels back into the front side of the crease area, where it's taken away there by Ambergy, playing out towards Middleton. Middleton upended there by Van Voris. And the play will continue on as Keller now has it. Here's the play going back over here to Scherer. But taken away there by Middleton. Plays it up ahead in here for Soren Janssen. Janssen darting ahead, backhanding a shot. This one deflects off of Whiteside's stick and goes in behind the Sioux Falls net. Now back to the blue line. Here's Spicer, a drive to the net. That one doesn't get through. Locked away there, but along the end board, Storm have it. Here's Janssen trying to play it out in front. Tipped away here by Sioux Falls, and they'll just send it all the way down back in the Tri-City end. But the Storm quickly get to it. Fast play developing here at the Sioux Falls Arena. It moves quickly now as it goes down to the right corner. Kenny Brooks in on a check there on Whiteside as... or rather make that Virtanen, and Virtanen now trying to get to it here and looking out. It is Virtanen up along the right-wing side, giving to Nielsen. Nielsen will dart ahead through the center ice circle, takes the left-wing side as he enters the attack zone here. Poke checked off his stick there. Sprawling out to get it away was J.D. Peterson. Now the play comes up to Kenny Brooks. Brooks looks out towards center by trying to bank it up off the boards towards Klapik, but now it is Joseph Lordo controlling it back in his own zone. Play continues to pick up pace here. It's Robos running into Peterson, but the puck gets dumped into the Tri-City zone with under 6 minutes to go here in period one, and the score here is tied up at 1-1. Here's Klapik playing it on back into his own left corner, picked up there by the defenseman, Dalton Spicer. Spicer will play it ahead up off the stick there of Nykop. Nykop will go tracking it down, but Lindgren plays it back behind the net, playing it off now towards Joseph Lordo, and Lordo will retreat back behind his own net. Up along the left-wing side, Mansfield plays it on now there towards Skirving. Played all the way back over to the right-wing side, into across the blue line here. The Storm now do track it down, and it's Nykop playing it on back, giving to Sins. Sins turns it over, but it's taken here. And here's Skirving out in front, trying to pass it there towards McCarver. But outshot is blocked there by McArdle, and McArdle shaken up on the play. Shot scores! Deflected in front. And it's Todd Skirving's 5th of the year. They will say on the assist, as they also give an assist there to McCarver. McCarver will get the primary assist as the puck deflected there, and the Stampede regain the lead here in the first period on a deflection in front. Skirving's 5th goal of the year.
Stampede goal, so, 24.
Time of the goal.
Skirving.
14 minutes and 43 seconds into the period. An even strength goal here for Sioux Falls. They regain the lead and deflection there in on Copley. Nothing Copley could have done in that situation. Just an unfortunate break there for the goaltender in front with traffic in front of his crease. Here's the puck now. Taken back the other direction. Here's a chance for the Storm. In front, Lindgren makes the save as the Storm get to it. Here's Lidas turning around. His shot to the cage. That one is blocked. Now taken here by Moore. Tough angle shot. Saved again by Lindgren, who's had to be challenged a few times tonight as the puck is taken back the other direction all the way back towards center ice. Up in now to the right corner. It is Ambergy. He tracks it down. Play continues on as it goes along the end boards. Out now towards Van Voorhis. Taken away here. And it is Trevor Moore playing it quickly ahead for Nick Lappin. It's Nick Lappin coming in. Nice little move there, but Whiteside pokes it off his stick. And a great play there by the young defenseman who makes that play, forcing it on back to center ice. Reed Whiteside, a young 95 in this league. Just a 16-year-old defenseman making that play against a veteran forward in Nick Lappin. Here's the play on back now towards Kenny Brooks. Playing it out towards center ice. Taken here. Tap forward by Shearhorn. Brooks will try to catch up to it there. Into the right corner. Check there against the force by Van Voorhis, who's had a physical first period so far for the Stampede. As Keller goes back the other way here for Sioux Falls. It's Keller down to the left corner. The play will go on from that left corner. Keller bumped on the play. Now taken. Here's a chance off in front. This one goes right past Lordo's stick. And the Storm will just scoop it back to center ice with 3:45 and the clock ticking down here in this first period. It's 2-1 Sioux Falls. They have a lead. Puck now taken here out towards Bertinen. Forward into the Storm zone. But there's Ambergy starting to rush back the other way, giving to Middleton. Middleton tries a pass off in front. Poke checked away from his stick. Middleton turns around and now looks back off in front. This one, though, comes all the way back to the blue line. Peterson's shot. It gets blocked away there. And this leads to a 3-on-1 possibly for Sioux Falls. Here's McCarver moving in the McLaughlin. In front shot. Great save made there by Copley off the right pad. Kicking on his right leg pad and making that save in tight as the Storm will try to get it back to center ice. Here's Sins now, down across the attack line. He moves in with a shot. That misses the glove side there of Lindgren. The right-handed glove watching it go off to the left corner, and now the puck back in along the end boards. Challenging on the play is Soren Janssen. Play goes on back towards the blue line. It is Mallard now backing up as Carlson flips it ahead, diagonally up the right-wing side, up into the Storm zone. Goes down into the right corner. Carlson, he challenges on the play. Now knocking into that of Adam Klapik, the centerman for the Storm, as he plays up the left-wing side towards Nykop. Nykop can't quite get it out. Across that red line, gets tripped up on the play. No penalty comes. Play continues on. And now taken here by Robos, but the Storm come in from behind the play, and that's Dalton Spicer, the defenseman. He leads the rush up ice. Coming in is Vecchione to Klapik in front. Shot just goes wide of the net. And now Nykop looking around. Bouncing up off the end boards. Controlled here as Brevik now with it. Taken over here. Robos to center ice. Charging ahead. Down across the attack line. Deflecting away here. It's Nykop now with it. Vecchione has the puck. Now brings it ahead. A shot to the net. This one's blocked away in front by Joseph Lordo. And Van Voorhis now with it. And he moves it towards center. But it comes right back to him at the blue line. Now Sioux Falls from their own zone. Lordo just across the blue line. Big hit there in open ice. As Lappin just absolutely crushing his man in open ice. That would be Zach McCarver. And what a hit that was.
Yeah, he just didn't see that puck cutting across the ice, and he received it from Lordo there on the blue line, and what a fantastic check. Very, very clean check. No penalty to be called there.
So on Todd Skirving's fifth goal of the year, currently has Sioux Falls out in front once again at 2-1 as Klapik scored on the power play for the Storm. And this game right now, a pretty fast-paced hockey game here in this first period. There's the puck back in front. Copley covers it up as it comes down to him. Selman trying to create the play in front there for Sioux Falls. But Copley equal to the task as he has seen now 9 shots in on him. And just a total of 7 saves on those 9 shots. Back the other way, though, Lindgren so far, 11 saves on 12 shots. And the Storm getting ready for a defensive zone draw coming here. Off the draw. Puck goes around the boards. Now played all the way back towards center ice, all the way down the ice it goes. Lordo will catch up to it. In along the end boards here, plays it up along the right wing side. Fished out towards center ice. Cut off there, though, by Kenny Brooks, who intercepts it with his backhand. But all he could do is advance it forward there onto Lordo's stick for Sioux Falls. Lordo will just flip it out to center. It is Mallard playing it forward. Here's a chance as Nick Lappin moves in with a shot to the net and easily gloved there by Lindgren as he caught that down in the midsection off to the side. It'll hang on to it with a minute 24 to go in period one. 2-1 Sioux Falls. They have the lead. And again, Skip Berry with Scott Shenick here tonight, the brother of Drew Shenick, of course, the head coach for the Storm. And Scott, tonight we see the way that this game's being played. Storm have been equal to the task, but the score not equal, obviously, and even more importantly, still trying to get used to this atmosphere.
Yeah, you know, it looks like kind of the second night in a row. I mean, Storm fell victim to that last night at home against Omaha, where they outchanced and outshot, and we're still coming away, you know, one or two goals behind. But if the pace continues this way, I'm sure it'll be tied up soon enough.
Off the draw, Sioux Falls wins this faceoff, and they now move it out towards center ice. They're skirving down across the attack line, in on left wing. Poke checked away there as it comes towards McCarver's stick, and now back in, and no offsides here as the play goes back in towards Maller's stick, and the defenseman who played his first game last night picked up an assist last night on a power play as the puck gets pushed forward. Here's a chance, but poked away here, and Middleton now with it. Under a minute to go here in period one. It is Janssen down across the blue line, lost the puck. Back out now onto the stick of Spicer. Spicer ties up there with Mansfield. Play goes back in across the blue line in the Tri-City zone, and now it's Peterson charging back the other way. Left wing side, Peterson takes a check there by McCarver, but he delivers the puck safely into the Sioux Falls zone. Under 40 seconds to go here in period one, as the Stampede go back the other way. Stampede leading by a goal at 2-1. Puck along the end boards. As the play goes in along those end boards and behind the Tri-City net, Coffley looks off towards his stick side, looking around as the puck continues to be dug through that pile and finally collected here by Nick Lappin, and he moves it on to center ice. It's Hamburgy quickly trying to feed it there to Brooks. The puck will go into the right corner, played up along those end boards, and Breivik will just spin around, just fired off the right wing side, on back to center ice with under 10 seconds now to go here in this first period. There's Brooks in across the attack blue line, giving now to Shearhorn. Shot to the net. That one just trickles wide, deflected there by Lappin. Now 4 seconds to go in the period. It's Kenny Brooks with a shot from a tough angle, and with 2.1 seconds left here in the first period, the puck goes out of play, and a face-off will stay inside the Sioux Falls zone in the right circle. Chance for the Storm to overload the slot area. Now Copley's going to come to the bench and get a goaltender stick and replace that of the defenseman stick that he collected. So now, 2.1 seconds left, they overload the slot area, and Copley will stay on the bench here as they do not deem it enough time there for Sioux Falls to, of course, get a goal here. So Copley's going to come off the ice. This is going to put an extra attacker on here with 2.1 seconds to go. It is Lappin trying to win the puck forward. He does. Shot, though, towards the net is blocked, and the first period is over with the Storm trailing 2-1 after 20 minutes of action. We'll talk about it coming up on the Central Hydraulic First Division Report. We'll recap this entire first period on the Stadler Evermet period recap and get to thoughts after one with my color commentator here tonight, Scott Shenick. We'll talk with him about the personality of Drew Shenick. You know that pretty well. We'll talk about that coming up here as well. But it is 2-1 after the first 20 minutes of action on goals tonight by Eric Brink and Todd Skirving. The lone goal for the Storm on the power play, courtesy of Adam Klapik. We'll come back next, talk about it here, right here on the Storm Radio Network. Classic hits, 98.9 FM, KKPR, Kearney.
Okay. Scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
This is the sound of a Yellow Book print ad working for Rincon Vista Veterinary Center.
Drop it.
And Yellow Book search engine marketing working for their business. And a YellowBook.com online video ad running smoothly. The thing is, with Yellow Book's full spectrum of marketing tools, small businesses like Rincon Vista Veterinary Center can hear the sound of success. Yellow Book 360. Go beyond yellow. Call 1-800-YB-YELLOW or visit YellowBook360.com today.
It's Buck Night with the Tri-City Storm and Coca-Cola. Sunday, November 13th, watch the Storm battle the Lincoln Star. And don't miss this special Buck Night offer for all Storm fans. $1 Coke and $1 hot dog. All game long. It's the deal of the season. And it all happens Sunday. That's right. Sunday, November 13th at a special 5 o'clock start time. Doors open at 4. It's the Storm versus the Stars on Buck Night with Dollar Dogs and Dollar Coke. Storm Hockey is the number one party in town. Visit stormhockey.com for more. Presented by Viero.
The sound of a third pound of fire-grilled ground chuck beef, the juicy start of a new BK Chef's Choice Burger from Burger King. And this is hardwood smoked bacon, which lies on top of the fire-grilled beef. This is the sound of fresh-cut tomato and red onion that rest on top of the bacon, which lies on top of the fire-grilled beef. From the thick American cheese and griller sauce to the artisan-style bun, the new BK Chef's Choice Burger was built to be irresistible. Try it today, only at Burger King. At participating restaurants.
Sadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Sadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Sadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Central Hydraulic can also supply you with great products like Adrian steel toolboxes, ladder racks, pronghorn utility bodies, flatbeds, Tommy Gate lifts, and Bosch snow plows. Central Hydraulic also has a large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney. Call 308-237-2625 or check them out on the internet at centralhydrauliconline.com.
You're listening to the Storm Radio Network.
It's now time for the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report.
On Classic Hits 98.9 FM.
Once again, here's the voice of the Storm, Skip Barry.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Central Hydraulic First Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the internet at centralhydrauliconline.com. Skip Barry again with Scott Shenick. We'll talk with him coming up here on Thoughts After One. Also get his thoughts on the first period of play here for the Storm as they currently trail 2-1 through the first 20 minutes of action. Let's recap this first period here as we start back at the 450 mark in period one. An even strength goal for Eric Brink, his first of the year, from Justin Selman, who picked up his third assist of the year, and Mitch Hughes, his sixth assist of the year, on the second assist on that goal. Then at 11:19 in, as the Storm got on a power play. Well, they didn't go on the power play for very long. In fact, a total of what would be not too bad, 25 seconds on the power play, they score a goal. It's Adam Klapik's third goal of the season, his first power play goal here for the Storm. And Nick Lappin, by the way, what can you say? He's been on fire. His fourth assist of the year. Kenny Brooks picks up his team-leading seventh assist of the season. That goal tying things up at 1-1. But a little more than 3.5 minutes later, it'd be Todd Skirving getting his fifth of the year on a deflection in front from Zach McCarver and Drew Brevig, as they have given it here. And Sioux Falls taking the lead back up 2-1, and that's how it stayed through the first 20 minutes. Shots on goal favored the Storm, and really the chances, scoring chances tonight for the Storm, favoring really the Storm. But the Storm outshoots Sioux Falls 12-9 in period one. Saves in the hockey game, Phoenix Copley, just 7 saves on 9 shots, 11 saves on 12 shots for Charlie Lindgren. Face-off so far, 14-8 in favor of the Storm. Storm winning the key battles here tonight, getting more shots on goal, winning the face-off battle, but it does not add up to the Storm with the lead. Some good breaks there for Sioux Falls. Really, at the end of the day, while you look to Phoenix Copley's save percentage, is it great for that first period? Really, those are two good goals there by Sioux Falls. A deflection off, of course, in behind him on that second goal, and the first goal that he gives up off the end boards. Just an active board, and that's part of that preparation you got to be prepared for. Overall, your thoughts really quick, Scott, on that first period.
You know, I think you called it there too, Skip. It was a good end-to-end game. I mean, this rink leaves that out there. I mean, it's a condensed neutral zone. You know, it's going to be fast. The two teams, you know, both very skilled, very fast. Transition game is going to be the key, and like you said, I don't think the score is definitely indicative, you know, of the scoreboard. Tri-Cities out-shooting, out-chancing definitely in the first period, but, you know, they're going to have to keep that momentum up coming out here in the second period so they can get it tied up.
Certainly an exceptional game here tonight. The fast pace, really the first time we've seen the Storm have to go to this pace of the game, and so far doing fairly well here at the Sioux Falls Arena in the shadows of many things. And, of course, a lot of NHL talent has played at this building, of course, for Sioux Falls. And certainly the Storm have seen a couple NHL prospects play in this building as well. So it certainly has been one of those games where, well, you would expect to be a high-scoring first period, but then, of course, you know it'll just eventually settle on back and probably slow down a little bit here in period two. We move into Thoughts After One here this evening. Again, my guest is Scott Shenick, the brother of Drew Shenick, playing 5 seasons in the Western Hockey League for the Moose Jaw Warriors. Of course, your brother, your older brother, Drew Shenick, of course, played in the Western Hockey League, and he's a journeyman. He kind of played around the Western Hockey League for quite a bit. But you had a chance to, put up 76 points in your second to final year with 20 goals in that year in 72 games, and then go on to eventually play professional hockey, and you played 1 year with your brother, Drew. Talk about your career and looking up to your brother, because you guys never got to play with each other until that first year of professional hockey for yourself.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the age difference between Drew and I is 6 years, and you mean that didn't allow us much time to play together at all, you know, during the time when we were growing up. he moved away from home quite early, obviously, to start his career in the Western League. And just as he was finishing, I was starting. But, you know, he kind of paved the way for me, you know, put a great name out there and gave me, you know, an extra couple of looks here and there as well. But he was somebody that I looked up to, obviously, you know, being in the game and being an older brother. And, you know, it was just kind of following in his footsteps and creating some for myself.
And when you look at it, Scott, he was a physical defenseman. You're not. You're not even as big as him. He's a much bigger guy than you. You're more of the skill defenseman. The guy's small, and, well, you put up a lot of points. Didn't make it to the National Hockey League as a defenseman, but had an opportunity to go play college hockey, of course, in at the University of Saskatchewan, where you played a five-year career there at the University of Saskatchewan. I guess just talk about going from that experience, going to play professional hockey, then deciding, you know what, I'm going to go back, get my degree, playing Canadian, CIS hockey in the college system up there. What was that decision like as you left pro hockey there after just playing really a year plus playoffs for Columbus?
Yeah, you know, it was difficult. Obviously, in my 20-year-old year after I finished up with the Moose Jaw Warriors and we were out of the playoffs, I had the chance to go down and play in Columbus, Georgia for the Cottonmouths, and we had a real great run there. Went to the Cup Finals, losing to Indianapolis that year, and of course, you know, that was something that I wanted to do, is pursue some pro hockey outside of my junior career. And then the opportunity came and presented itself where Drew could come down and obviously be a part of it. And, you know, it was just a fantastic experience. Obviously, you know, that was the first time we'd ever been able to play together. It was nice to see the Shenick name bar on both jerseys. We had a lot of opportunity to play together as defense partners and throughout the year. And it was a great learning experience for me, too. I mean, fresh out of junior, him having played at that level in college, you know, he had a lot of learnings and teachings for me, too.
Again, he is the brother of head coach and general manager of the Tri-City Storm, Drew Shenick. Scott Shenick, my guest here on Thoughts After One, is, well, doing a good job here, filling in a little bit about the game. And while you were playing in the Western Hockey League when your brother was an assistant coach for the Kelowna Rockets in the Western Hockey League, you're playing for Moose Jaw, your final year, your brother is desperately trying to get you. How often did you guys talk about that, how you wanted, I guess, to be connected with him in your final year of junior hockey? Was that something that you wanted to see because of that family connection?
Oh, I think so. I mean, Drew had done a great job, you know, in his playing career and proven himself as a player, and then it was time to him, you know, to step up and start being a coach, and he was doing a good job there. And you know, it was something that we kind of talked about a little bit throughout the summer and things like that going into my 20-year-old year. And you know, for one reason or another, it just didn't work out. And you know, I would have loved to have gone and been able to learn under his tutelage and guidance, you know, for my final year and just develop more as a player and as an all-around player. But you know, for whatever reason, like I said, it just didn't work out. And we were glad that we did actually get to hook up down in Columbus to play together.
Of course, he would eventually go on to not only coach throughout the Western Hockey League as an assistant coach, but then went up ahead and went to become an assistant coach for the Las Vegas Wranglers, where he was the assistant coach under Glenn Gulitson, who's now the head coach of the Dallas Stars. Drew Shenick, of course, being the assistant coach there. He would leave after 1 year, go over to the pod of coach for OCN, where he'd win Coach of the Year in the Manitoba League. You would then basically replace him as a player down in Las Vegas. What was that like in playing for Glenn Gulitson, as, of course, Drew Shenick got to work with him as well?
Yeah, you know, Drew and Glenn, they worked together and played together in Fresno before they linked up in Las Vegas. And you know, he kind of paved the way a little bit there, too. Obviously, that was my tie. And my way in to get down to Vegas, obviously, I had to prove myself as a player to Glenn. But you know, I mean, give credit to Glenn. He's had a lot of great hockey teams that he's worked with and a lot of good sound systems. He was one of the best coaches that I've ever played for in Las Vegas, obviously, during that time. And, you know, wish him the best of luck with Dallas and that. But, yeah, it just kind of seems, you know, there again, another opportunity passed by where, you know, Drew was somewhere and I came and followed behind him.
Absolutely. Again, the brother of Drew Shenick, Scott Shenick, my guest here on Thoughts After One, and filling in here as a color commentator tonight at one of the toughest places to maybe broadcast the game from, and doing a great job. Last question for you before we go to a quick break. I have to ask you, because when you look at it, you're more of the skill guy. You put up a lot of big numbers as a defenseman. You're a defenseman getting a point per game at one point in your career, getting 20 goals as well. Why didn't Drew Shenick ever get that?
Well, you know, I mean, it was just a different era of hockey. You know, when we both kind of came into the league, Drew came into the league, obviously, you know, 5 years before I did. You know, they wanted bigger defensemen who were mobile, but strong defensemen, very physical force. You know, great puck movers, smart, think the game, and that was Drew to a T. I mean, he was a fantastic player. I mean, he did play some power play, you know, later on in his career, but I mean, he was a stalwart for 40 minutes on the ice. Very good at penalty killing, knew the game, and I mean, that's how he ended up, you know, doing so well and having a coaching career that he's had. And for myself, I mean, I like the physical aspect of the game. I did like to hit. I mean, that kind of gets you into the game. You know, you always hear coaches saying, get that first hit, it gets you into the game. I enjoyed that. But for myself, I thought the game a little bit different, and I could get out of a sticky situation and play offensively and you know, put up some of those numbers that you've talked about.
Again, the brother of the head coach and manager of the Tri-City Storm, Drew Schenick, Scott Schenick, my guest here as the color commentator, and thoughts after one as the Zam breaks down conveniently right before we go to break. Well, how weird is that? It always seems to happen that way. Appreciate your time here tonight, Scott. Well, we have a lot more game to cover here in just a bit, and also get to that Midway Auto Group scoreboard as well. Thanks for filling in, by the way, tonight.
Thanks, Skip. I appreciate it.
All right, when we come back, we'll take a look at that Midway Auto Group scoreboard next. You're listening to the Storm Radio Network right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, KKPR, Kearney.
We all make bad choices in life. Eating Aunt Betty's latest meatloaf recipe, jumping a new bike over a flimsy plywood ramp, or picking up a hitchhiker in a bright orange jumpsuit. We can't help you with a lot of bad decisions, but Vero Wireless can help you make the smart choice in smartphones. Right now, buy one BlackBerry Curve or Motorola XT720 Android smartphone and get another of the same model free. But supplies are limited, so hitch a ride to Vero Wireless, where the smart choice is your choice. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
He'd like Paul, really nice guy with two kids and a lovely wife named Kim. Things have been going great for him until Monday afternoon. That's when Paul's boss told him that due to restructuring, his job had been eliminated. Bad things happen to good people, but fortunately, that doesn't mean you have to settle for unreliable transportation, charge-offs, credit card debt, repossessions, collections, bankruptcy, or foreclosure. If you think you can't buy quality transportation, think again. Go to thinkapproved.com. That's T-H-I-N-K, thinkapproved.com.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Arma Coating Spray-On Bedliners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Arma Coating Spray-On Bedliner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Teamwork is important in the success of any athlete. This is why New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is Central Nebraska's premier clinic for sports-related injuries and rehabilitation. All of New West physicians are fellowship-trained to ensure the highest quality of medical care. New West is proud to serve the UNK Athletic Program and the Tri-City Storm with their brand-new, state-of-the-art facility located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney. New West, for the athlete in all of us.
You're listening to the Storm Radio Network.
This is the Midway Auto Group out-of-town scoreboard update.
On Classic Hits 98.9 FM.
Here's the voice of the Storm, Skip Barry.
Some scores around the United States Hockey League includes here tonight. Muskegon, they have a deficit after two periods of play to the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders, down 2-1 on home ice. Youngstown on home ice, they tied things up against Indiana. It is a 2-2 score after two periods of play entering the third period. And in the first period for Fargo, former Storm Luke Sandler, he scores to give the Fargo Force a 1-0 advantage over the Lincoln Stars at the Icebox here tonight. Again, 1-0 Fargo midway through the first period. After one period of play in Des Moines, the Des Moines Buccaneers trying to go 2-for-2 here on the weekend and trying to extend their winning streak to 3 games, as Des Moines currently has a lead, is tied at 1-1, against Chicago after 28 minutes. And after 20 minutes in Waterloo, it's the Green Bay Gamblers bouncing back maybe from last night's loss a little bit to Des Moines, losing 4-0. Well, they have a 2-0 lead after one at Waterloo. And after one in Omaha, it's the Omaha Lancers and Dubuque Fighting Saints. They are tied at 1. Keep in mind, Matt Morris, the starting goaltender for Dubuque, he is out with an injury right now. And, of course, Dubuque losing a couple other guys as well for that Junior A challenge, possibly here, as again it is a 1-1 score. The only goal of that hockey game for Omaha, Casey Bailey, who had a pretty good opportunity last night to get a couple as well, but it is 1-1 through 20 minutes of action. And right here it is 2-1 Sioux Falls. They have a lead over the Tri-City Storm as we go to the TCBY second period of play next, right here on the Storm Radio Network. This has been the Midway Auto Group scoreboard update right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, KKPR, Kearney. We'll be right back.
Do you want to get ripped?
The number one nutrition store for sports nutrition is Complete Nutrition. If you're looking to build complete muscle or burn fat, we carry the strongest, most effective products in the industry. Stop by and pick up one of our five new hardcore muscle building products. Our customers are consistently putting on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle and dramatically increasing their strength. These products are the real deal, so get them while you can.
Get them at Complete Nutrition.
No gimmicks, just quality products that deliver results. Be the next guy to pack on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle. For a limited time only, stop by Complete Nutrition today and find out how to get the pre-workout Jack 3D absolutely free. That's right, get your favorite pre-workout, including the popular Jack 3D, absolutely free. Complete Nutrition. Look better, feel better, perform better.
Complete Nutrition is located north of 39th Street on 2nd Avenue in Kearney and one block south of Conestoga Mall on Allen Drive in Grand Island. Look better, feel better, perform better. Complete Nutrition of Kearney and Grand Island.
It's Buck Night with the Tri-City Storm and Coca-Cola. Sunday, November 13th, watch the Storm battle the Lincoln Star. And don't miss the special Buck Night offer for all Storm fans. $1 Coke and $1 hot dog. All game long. It's the deal of the season. And it all happens Sunday. That's right. Sunday, November 13th at a special 5 o'clock start time. Doors open at 4. It's the Storm versus the Stars on Buck Night with Dollar Dogs and Dollar Coke. Storm Hockey is the number one party in town. Visit stormhockey.com for more. Presented by Viero.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
What makes TCBY the country's best yogurt? TCBY is great-tasting, real dairy frozen yogurt that's low in fat and cholesterol. Compared to ice cream, it's so much lower in calories. TCBY is also packed with the good stuff. We're talking calcium, protein, vitamins A and D. And just like any dairy yogurt, TCBY contains live active cultures, which may improve digestion and boost your immune system. TCBY, the country's best yogurt.
You're listening to the Storm Radio Network.
It's now time for the TCBY second period of play.
On Classic Hits 98.9 FM.
Here's the voice of the Storm, Skip Barry.
To the TCBY second period of play we go. Since 1981, they've been finding what tastes so good with what is so good for you. You want to call us impossible, you call it TCBY, the country's best yogurt. And to the TCBY second period of play we go with Storm. Down 2-1 when Sioux Falls has a lead going into this period on the season. They're 2-1-0. The Storm yet to win a hockey game when they've trailed after one at 0-2-0. But tonight, certainly doing a good job so far. Skip Barry along with Scott Shenick here as we get tonight's TCBY player of the period. It is Soren Janssen. If Soren Janssen scores here tonight, well, Lucky Fan will get a chance a little bit later possibly to sit with me in the broadcast booth. A little bit later this season, you get to select a home game that you can come up and attend a game and do it. Basically, Scott, you're doing here tonight and doing a good job. And if also, if you know who tonight's TCBY player of the period is, a little bit later on the Tri-City Storm Facebook, we're going to ask you, if you know who the TCBY player of the period is, you'll be asked. And then if you respond with the right answer, the first person to respond with the right answer who has not been a repeat winner, well, you're going to be tonight's winner of a free TCBY gift card courtesy of the country's best yogurt in Kearney. We go to the second period, a little bit of a delay here with the ice having some issues after the Zamboni got stalled there in the intermission. But, Scott, we go to this period, very important. The Storm cannot do anything different what they did from that first period. Obviously, they're down 2-1, but it's not because they didn't play well. They played very well in that first period. They've got to duplicate that here in the second period and try to take back this game in their favor with a couple goals.
Yeah, you know, I think they just got to come out and then keep that mindset that it's more of the same. You know, sticking to that simple road game, having a real solid, good road second period, putting lots of pucks on the net and testing that goalie. He's been fantastic in the net there for Sioux Falls tonight. But I think if they keep working hard, they're going to get theirs.
By the way, on that goal by Adam Klapik, you've got to listen to this. We watched the replay of that goal. hard for me to see. I thought it was a drop pass backwards, but right through the legs of Nick Lapp and onto Adam Klapik-Stick, who had just slap it home in past Lindgren. What a play there by Nick Lapp. And you've gotten a chance now to see Nick Lapp in a couple nights. He's becoming a very multi-dimensional player. He's been scoring a lot of goals early on in this season, but that pass right there, that's just a playmaker's pass, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. He's got a lot of facets to his game that are very, very strong. I mean, he's great up and down the ice, and I think the big thing is he's got fantastic vision. I mean, when you're coming in at high speed, entering the zone, and making a back pass between your legs for a goal, I mean, that's a fantastic hockey play right there.
So to this second period of play we go. The Storm down by a goal at 2-1. Faceoff coming up at center ice. It is Selman against Lapin to take the draw. And the Stampede win the opening faceoff here to begin period number two as the Storm now go in on the forecheckers. The puck goes back in the Sioux Falls zone. On back to the blue line. It is Sins playing up off the wall. Bounces back off in front. But there to collect the puck and move it quickly is Mikko Virtanen. Up ahead now it's Mitch Hughes moving in across the attack blue line. Checked on the play there by Sins. Play will go back down low. It is Hughes now with it. Run into there by Shearhorn. And the Storm now just played on back to the neutral zone. Now back into the Stampede end where the Sioux Falls Stampede look to attack back the other direction. Cross ice pass through the neutral zone gets now brought into the Storm zone. McCardle can't quite get to it. Selman gets to a shot in on Copley. Copley makes the save. Rebound now coming out towards the left corner where it's played back off in front. Copley has to just deflect it away from his crease area, and the Storm now just knock it on back out to center ice. Here's Kenny Brooks now moving ahead down across the attack blue line in on left wing, but Tim Bonner was offside there with 19:09 to go here in period number two. It's 2-1 Sioux Falls. Shots on goal currently 13-10 in favor of the Storm. So now out comes Soren Janssen, Tim Bonner, and Davey Middleton here as they complete the change from the bench for the Storm. As Bonner tries to win the draw, and he does, safely on back to Spicer. Spicer sends it cross ice as the Storm, just dump it into the Sioux Falls zone, and it's played back behind the Sioux Falls net. Minute gone here in the second period. Puck goes to center, cut off there by Ambergy. Ambergy takes it up off the back end and sends it right back into the Sioux Falls zone. Puck goes around the boards, taken back. Here's Klapik spinning around. His shot comes all the way back, though, out towards center, and Spicer now with it. Just Dalton Spicer just playing it in back into the Sioux Falls zone with 18:39, the clock ticking down. Here's the puck now. Brought ahead here as it gets pushed out to center. Spicer just cuts it off quickly there from the neutral zone, sends it right back in. Waved off the offsides here by the linesman, Patrick Turcotte. That allows play to continue on. Klapik now and Vecchione try to get to this puck. Outside the left circle, out to Klapik. His shot to the net, and Lindgren makes the save as Vecchione trying to find Klapik there. And boy, right now, Vecchione and Klapik creating a lot of offensive plays there. And Klapik, so far, four shots on goal, and he's already scored one.
Yeah, great chemistry tonight brought to us with this line. And, I mean, obviously you mentioned it in the pregame show. This is one of the lines that needed to produce here for Tri-Cities, and I think they're having a fantastic start.
Vecchione now leaning in to take a face-off here in from that left circle. Storm trying to win it. Nykop has it. A shot towards the net is blocked away there. Now goes back and behind the Sioux Falls net where it's brought over to the right-wing side here for Sioux Falls, and they knock it out to center ice. Up along the right-wing side, here comes Keller in across the attack line. He moves in with a shot. Save Copley. Rebound back off in front. Storm have to get it out, and they do not. Keller keeps it in for now. Getting some help here by McLaughlin. Dylan McLaughlin, a shot from a tough angle. That'll miss the Storm cage. Go on back to the outside right circle where it is Shearer with it. Shearer going down to the corner. Leaving it there for McLaughlin. Poke checked off his stick. And the Storm trying to get it out as Nykop now digs in. Klapik comes in with him. And the play will continue on along that right wing half wall where it comes on back now to Shearer. On towards the blue line. Kept in the zone there by McGovern. McGovern will play it on back along the end boards here as Sioux Falls battles with the puck. Here it is. Keller off into the slot. Lost the puck on the way through the able just to knock it back the other direction, and now the Stampede retreating in their own zone. But here's Robos now getting a great pass there from Brevik, and now coming in, the Sioux Falls on the attack, but the play is broken up there by the Storm, and the Storm now taking it over here as Moore gets it ahead for Klapik. Klapik down across the attack line, moving in with Trevor Moore. It's Klapik in front, trying to feed it to Moore, but that one blocked away on the pass attempt there by Klapik, trying to feed it on to Moore, and now the Stampede come back in on the attack into their attack zone there, but it's turned back over, and the Storm have it. Here's Lidas giving on now towards Trevor Moore. Lidas upended there by McGovern. Delayed penalty coming up, and this is going to go against the Stampede here as it was Heikki Lidas getting tripped up on the play as he brought it across that blue line, and the penalty coming here to the Stampede. Time of this one here at the 3 minute and 2 second mark of the period. This one to the guilty combatant, that of Ed McGovern. McGovern to the box, tripping the call. And the Storm now to go to their second power play of the night. The Storm already 1-for-1 on the man advantage. The Storm again 6-for-30 in the last five games, or last six games, including here tonight. Very impressive power play so far for the Storm. They've got to continue it. Maybe see if they can get this power play clicking here for the second time tonight. So McGovern off. The puck taken back the other direction as Mitch Hughes here on the penalty kill, wearing an alternate captain's letter there on his jersey. The one-time Tri-City Storm in his third year in the USHL. After playing 1 year with the Storm in his rookie season. Here's the puck down low. Here's a chance for Klapik in along the side of the cage, but this one gets flipped around here by Sioux Falls. They don't get it out. Now played down to the outside left circle. Nick Lappin looking back to the blue line. Sins can't quite get to it. The puck gets pushed out to center, but collected here by J.D. Peterson, who now plays it ahead for Klapik. Klapik, a no-look pass in the neutral zone, is broken up there by Mitch Hughes. And now Hughes slashing the stick there of Klapik and forcing it on back into the Storm zone here with the Storm power play time coming down to a minute 15 left on the penalty to McGovern. 16:10 to go here in the second period. It's 2-1 Sioux Falls. They have a goal lead here, scoring two in the first to the Storm's one. That one goal scored by Klapik on the power play, and now Klapik off the ice here as the Storm try to change up the power play unit here with under a minute to go with a man advantage. A controlled breakout here as Peterson gets it up the right wing side to Vecchione. On now to Nykov. Nykov moving at the backhand. Shot comes in. Save. Rebound. Shot. Scores. Out in front. Who is it? It appears to be Vecchione, and he's tied it up at 2-2. And the power on the power play continues. They're 2-for-2 tonight. Vecchione will pick up goal number 3 on the season. Time of the goal scored here at the 4 minutes. And 13-second mark of the period, it is Michael Vecchione getting the goal, and the assist going to Shearhorn and Nykov on that power play. And for Thomas Nykov, he will pick up his third assist of the season. Shearhorn now 5 points in five games, also picking up his third assist of the season. Storm tonight, 2-for-2 on the power play.
I mean, it's incredible. It's just a testament to the puck movement of the Tri-City Storm there, going to the net hard. Stomping up, not quitting on the play, battling in front for loose pucks, and away it went into the net for Vecchione.
And a goal indeed there for the Storm. And the Storm now tying this up at 2-2. 2-for-2 on the power play, 7-for-31 now here in the last six games for the Storm on the power play. The power play woes, I think it's safe to say, are a little bit over for now. The ebbs and flows of the power play. And this one favoring the Storm here as of late in the last six games. Here's Bonner now down across the attack line, getting on to Middleton. Middleton streaking in a shot. Glengren makes the save and hangs on with 15:24 to go here in the second period. Shot on goal. They're out shooting now Sioux Falls 17-11 and continuing their performance here tonight at the Sioux Falls Arena, where really the Storm have controlled this hockey game.
Yeah, they have. I think right after that goal, you just saw a great burst, great energy line came out, did their job, got to the puck to the net, and created another scoring opportunity for Tri-City.
Now a faceoff coming up from the right circle. Trevor Moore, he'll go in to try to get to it as the fourth line comes out here for the Storm. It is now a collision in behind the cage. The play will continue on as the net comes along those moorings and stays on for now. Puck goes back into the Sioux Falls zone. No icing here, forcing the play back and behind the Sioux Falls net. Whiteside, he's challenging the play there by Trevor Moore. Here's now Lidas, a tough angle shot. That one is blocked away there. Along the end boards, in behind the Sioux Falls net. The puck will just get taken over to the left corner. It's Tim Lappin. A tough angle shot goes in on Lindgren. Lindgren makes the save. Now has to cover up on a follow-up shot there by Moore from the side of the cage. And we'll get a stoppage of play here with 14:56 to go in the second period. 2-2 is our score. Power play goal tonight by Klapik and Vecchione. And a very important time here for the Storm to continue to keep this energy going in the right direction. They've been doing that here tonight.
Exactly, Skip. I think Latus, he had a great shift there. The puck was in deep. He used his big body, had some good hits, created some momentum. There, in turn, created a scoring chance. Lindgren had to be sharp.
So the Storm there getting to it. And now, off the draw, win this faceoff. Sins with a shot from the point. That one sneaks on through. Now it is the Stampede trying to get it out, and they do get it back to center, but now taken back over here by Brooks. Brooks will play it in. He's offsides, however, as Nick Lappin did not get back to the blue line in time. Nick Lappin tonight, his point streak extended. The offense finding it now from everybody. Everybody's chipping in with those scoring chances, and now execution's coming as well.
That's what you need to be a successful team. You got to have your specialty teams, your power play going, which we've seen Tri-City get going tonight here. Penalty kill as well. They did a fantastic job there. And then chipping in from all the lines that they have.
Storm here in a 2-2 hockey game at the Sioux Falls Arena. It is Lappin coming down across the attack line. He moves in. Out. Side the left circle, looks cross ice, has a pass off to Nykop. Nykop couldn't quite handle it, now gets back to Spicer. His shot right through, and Lindgren, square to the puck, makes the save with 14:19 to go
here in period two.
We're definitely seeing Tri-Cities coming out in the second period with a lot of energy. I mean, for the first part of this period here, they've really taken it to Sioux Falls. And if they can continue this, only good things are going to keep coming for them.
So the Storm right now trying to see if they can get a lead here for the first time tonight. On the faceoff, it comes all the way back to the blue line. Here's a shot by Spicer off the side of the cage, it appears. Now the puck goes all the way back, now out to center. Spicer controlling as it moves on back into the Sioux Falls zone. Now flip back the other direction and sliding on down the ice. Ambergy will get to it here as he goes back behind his own net, looks for a breakout up the right wing side, giving on to Vecchione. Vecchione playing it up ahead here as the puck will go now down across the attack blue line. Vecchione in on the attack. His shot saved by Lindgren. Rebound comes back off in front, but controlled there by McGovern. And McGovern letting Breivik now try to get it out. Puck taken here. It is Carlson. Turnover. Vecchione with a shot trying to direct it to the net, but that one will go wide to the left. Here's the play now. Back out to center ice. Robus playing on to Carlson. Dan Carlson in on left wing on the attack in the Storm zone. On back to the blue line, though, Van Voorhis will keep it in. His shot gets through, comes up off the end boards, and trying to get there was Robos, but the puck will get taken over here, and Robos just plays it on back behind the net. Here's a shot from a tough angle there by Nielsen. That gets in on Copley. Copley just deflects it back behind his net, and this one will get taken back here by Carlson as he plays it out in front, but the Storm steal it away, and now move it out to center ice. Here's Davey Middleton. His first career USHL point was here at this building on an assist last season in a 7-4 loss. He would assist on a goal by Dominic Panetta. That would create it to be an interesting hockey game last year. But that was Davey Middleton's first career point. He remembers it very vividly. In fact, I asked him before the game here tonight, do you remember your first point? He said, yes, I do. And the puck now in the left corner where Middleton watches it be taken here by Bonner. Middleton on back to the blue line. It is Dylan Maller. His shot to the net. That one goes wide to the right. Played up off the corner boards now as it's cycled on down by Bonner as it'll be Janssen trying to play it on back to the blue line and now taken back over here as Carlson will just play it back in deep into the Tri-City zone and back to retrieve it here is Peterson. No stoppages of play just yet with 12:25 to go. It feels like we played a good 4 minutes solid. Here's now a chance for Middleton playing on down to Janssen on a great pass by Maller up ahead. And now Middleton along the end boards trying to get to it here. Puck bounces up in the air. McCarver, he has it. Just sends it through his legs out to center. Storm cut it off. And McCardle will just play it on out of Bonner. Bonner will just backhand it up into the Sioux Falls zone. Storm out shooting here. Sioux Falls 19-12 on the road. A great game so far by the Storm. Can they keep it going? They got to play 60 minutes tonight. We talked about that. Puck goes back to the blue line, taken here by McCardle. McCardle has shot. That one comes up off the end boards, bounces up along the end glass here, and now goes on out to the outside left circle. It is Trevor Moore playing it to the blue line, to McCardle. His shot, that one goes wide to the left, off the corner boards now, and it is the puck now taken here where it goes on out to center ice. Brought ahead here, Skirving, leaving it for Mansfield. His shot does not get through, pokes away off into the left corner now. Mansfield a check there on Sins. Sins avoids the check and plays up the right wing side on the Letus. On ahead now here for Trevor Moore, taking a shot in on goal as he crosses the blue line, but saved by Lindgren. Lindgren's 18th save of the night as he's been plastered with shots tonight by the Storm. As the puck is cleared all the way down the ice, it is Copley nearly turning it over in behind his own net, but the Storm get it out nonetheless. Nick Lappin across the attack line, lost the puck as he tried to get to that blue line. And the Stampede will ice the puck down the way. They will not be allowed to change here. And with 11:07 to go here in the second period, score remains 2-2. The Storm have only allowed three shots on goal here in this period and out shooting right now. Sioux Falls 7-3.
Skip, a continued great pace. Right, obviously, I mean, just back and forth. We went 3 or 4 minutes here without a whistle. Just a testament to the two teams.
Faceoff coming up now in the left circle. Nick Lappin will take this draw. Storm winning a lot of faceoffs here tonight, and they win another one as Shearhorn puts a shot to the net. That's the Storm's 21st faceoff victory of the night. They're out-dueling the Sioux Falls Stampede 21-11 in faceoffs. There's a shot from the right point by Ambergy, but that one will get blocked away wide. It is Lappin now with it, playing it off into the right circle. Shearhorn walking in with a shot. That one misses the cage up off the end boards, and Kenny Brooks now with it. He takes a check there, but keeps the puck in that left corner for now in the Sioux Falls zone. Shearhorn, Brooks battling to get it back. Here's Brooks out in front, feeding it to Nick Lappin. His shot goes high and over the top of the goal. And now brought here to Brooks. His shot there, in on goal, saved up off the glove as it pops off. And now on out to center as a penalty upcoming here to the Storm. Spicer now with it. And this penalty here being called for tripping by Brady Johnson. And this will put the Stampede to the power play as Ambergy arguing this call here with Brady Johnson. And this one being called here to the experienced defenseman.
Definitely not what Tri-Cities wanted to see after that they started to take that momentum here in the second period. But if they can build off of what they did in the first on that penalty kill, I think they'll be all right.
Storm, 1-for-1 on the penalty kill. Sioux Falls getting their second power play of the night. So Tyler Ambergy will go to the box here. Storm have only scored one shorthanded goal on the season, and that was scored by Nick Lappin on an empty netter. The Sioux Falls Stampede have not scored a shorthanded goal coming in tonight, but they have not also allowed one when they've been on the power play. And right now on the power play here at the moment, Storm get it back out to center ice as the puck is taken here and now played back in along the end boards here as it goes outside the right circle into the Tri-City zone. It is Hickey Lee as he battles to get it out. A good job there by the Finnish forward as he moves it out to center ice. And now it's brought it away here as the Storm looking to try to get to it from that right point. It is Kenny Brooks trying to play back down low, turned over. Here's a chance for Mitch Hughes going in on the power play. Slap shot in on goal. Copley makes the save. Kicks it off to the outside left circle as Selman plays it on back to the blue line. And Van Boris will just play it along the end boards and behind the net. It's Eric Brink with it. He scored the first goal of the night. Sends it out in front for Hughes. His shot is blocked away, but it goes back to the blue line. Lordo's shot. This one gets through in. Copley makes a save. Not being able to quite see the puck, and the Storm just sent it down the ice. Kenny Brooks a shot in on goal from about 165 feet. Here's the puck now, taken here, out to center ice. It's Lordo bringing it ahead, down across the attack blue line. He moves in, down along the end boards here, going in behind the net, looking out in front. Now surveys the area, playing it on back to the right point. Selman passing on to Van Boris. His shot gets up high, but it's blocked down in front. Now in behind the net, Storm challenging to get to this puck. And they have to move it out here with another 41 seconds left on the penalty kill. Here's a shot in front, coming there, and Copley gloves it right there, up high, and holds on to it. 9:04 to go here in the second period. Storm right now in a 2-2 tie with the Sioux Falls Stampede with 38 seconds to kill on the penalty to Tyler Ambergy.
Great job by Copley to find that in traffic and get the freeze for the whistle. I mean, Tri-Cities was tired after Sioux Falls had hemmed them in there, but Shearhorn working really, really hard up front, coming down, taking his man, taking away a scoring chance.
So faceoff will come up here in the right circle to the glove side of Copley. Copley. Watch Dylan McLaughlin for Sioux Falls take this draw against Tim Bonner. It is McLaughlin that wins it on back towards the blue line. And now Sioux Falls goes back to the outside right circle where it's taken here by Bonner and sent all the way down the ice where it's teed up there by the netminder Charlie Lindgren for Sioux Falls. 8:50 to go here in the second period. Just 20 seconds left on the penalty to Tyler Ambergy. As playing it ahead here, it has moved up into the right corner. Scherer will try to get to it. Knocked down there by Sins from behind. And they're going to call this penalty here as it was Sins knocking Scherer into the boards. And they're going to call this one for tripping from behind.
A little bit of a questionable call there, but I mean, when the players are going fast and hot into the boards, the ref's got to protect them, and that's what he did here in that situation.
Time of the penalty, 11 minutes and 20 seconds into period number two, and the Storm will be shorthanded down two men here for the next 13 seconds, and then Sioux Falls will resume a 5-on-4 power play. And Storm, this is a very important faceoff here. They've been very good tonight so far. 21 faceoff wins to Sioux Falls is 13, but this faceoff becomes so important to get the puck out and try to kill off this 5-on-3 immediately. And now some confusion as Storm trying to get a classic of change. Nick Lappin comes off. Onto the ice comes J.D. Peterson, as it is Peterson along with McArdle, and then Kenny Brooks, the co-captain, out on the ice as well to take this faceoff. And now it'll be Peterson to come in to take the draw. So a defenseman comes in to take this faceoff, trying to win it. He does, but it goes back to the blue line where Brooks is going to get it out. Van Boris, a shot! That one misses the net wide. Now played all the way back off from the left corner boards. And behind the net, over to the right corner. Brought over here is coming back onto the ice in just a second. It is going to be Ambergy. He'll come back on right now. It's a 5-on-4 now for Sioux Falls. They're on their third power play of the night as Lordo winds up. A shot to the net, save, rebound in front. Is Copley looking around, trying to get to it. There's Brooks. Great jump by Kenny Brooks, just battling to get to that puck away from Skirving. And Brooks will just take it out towards center ice, where he plays it off into the right corner in the Sioux Falls zone. 8:09 to go, second period. A minute 28 to go here on the Sioux Falls power play time. It's their third of the night. The Storm penalty kill so far good at 2-for-2. But here on this third power play, as it resumes, Sioux Falls back on the attack. Skirving will watch the puck bounce up along the end glass here, where it's played along the end boards. Mitch Hughes has it. He's checked and challenged on the play there by Maller. Goes back to the blue line. Lordo keeps it in, playing it to Van Voris. On back to Lordo. Lordo looking around, back to Van Voris. Van Voris passed down low, giving now to Skirving. His shot up off the goaltender mask of Copley, who makes the save. And now the rebound. Going back to the outside right circle. On back now to Van Voris in the slot. His shot missing the net wide. Now on back towards Lordo. He plays it in behind the net. Now Selman with it. Selman looks around, looks back to the blue line. Van Voris with it. Giving to Lordo.
His shot goes wide, intentionally giving to Skirving out in front, where easily covering it up off the end boards is Copley, and wisely doing so with a 7:21 to go here in the second period. 41 seconds left on the penalty to Brian Sins, and the Storm penalty kill so far weathering the stampede here in Sioux Falls.
Yeah, they've done a good job in their own end protecting the house and not letting too many shots get to Copley. Some good puck movement, although, by Sioux Falls, and nothing really created offensively.
So, draw coming up here. It is Ambergy trying to play it away. There's a Storm win this base off the back of the blue line. McGovern keeps it in. Plays it cross ice to Mikko Virtanen. And Virtanen keeps it down in towards that left corner where it's brought back here by Carlson. Carlson going back towards the blue line, just cycles it back to the outside left circle where it goes back to Virtanen now to McGovern. His shot to the net, save, rebound, in front, backhand shot goes wide in front there by that of Robos. Now McGovern, he fans on a shot, plays it back down towards the right corner. Just 13 seconds more to kill here for the Storm. And down into that right corner, it is Ambergy trying to get to it. Goes back to Robos, his shot right into the midsection of Copley. And Copley, he will hang on for his 17th save of the night with 6:46 to go here in the second period. 7 more seconds left on the Storm's third penalty kill of the night.
Yeah, Copley's had to work hard tonight, too, especially in the latter parts of this period, killing off Tri-City's got the 4-on-3 and the three men down. So, I mean, you know, he's had his work to do there, too, facing 19 shots, and he's been up to the task.
Off the draw, the puck will go back to the blue line. Revig with a shot saved by Copley. Rebound goes back behind the net, and now it's taken over here as the puck goes back to the blue line. Back to 5-on-5 hockey. Or Sins comes back on the ice. Shot to the net. Save. Rebound. Shot. Scores. .27 into the second period, an even strength goal is coming back onto the ice. Was the Storm defenseman Brian Sins, but Carlson will net his first goal of the season on a shot that got sent in there on Copley. Copley couldn't track that rebound. Some misfortunate mistracking by Copley, allowing Carlson to bang in the shot in tight.
Yeah, Copley just lost out in traffic. I mean, there was nothing that he could do there. There was a bunch of bodies out front, so they were just banging away, and unfortunately it went in.
Right now they're saying the goal is unassisted on that goal, and not sure if that would be the case. So it'll just be Carlson on the goal. And Carlson right now unassisted. And puck will get taken over here at center ice. The Storm down by a goal here for the second time tonight as the puck will get pushed up into now the Sioux Falls zone in behind the net, off to the right corner. Klapik will try to get to it. Klapik already a power play goal here tonight, letting Nykop now work with it, but the Storm now lose it here, and it puck goes back out to center ice. Storm are 3-for-3 on the penalty kill there, but the puck winding up in the back of their own net ends up being a 3-2 score. Here's the puck now as the collision in front of the crease. It does not allow the Storm player to get out just yet. Now Nykop does come out, and the Stampede as well getting it out of their zone as they move up the left wing side. It's Keller trying to feed a pass to McLaughlin, and the puck will go into the right corner. McLaughlin looking in front, passing it on there to Keller. His backhand shot misses the net, all the way back down to Virtanen, and it'll go play it along the end boards here, where it'll get moved back off in front, and the Storm will try to play it out here, but it gets pushed back on now to Brian Sins. Sins backhanding a pass now up into the neutral zone. Nykop, he'll just feed it up into the Sioux Falls zone. Storm trying to get a quick change here with 5:25 to go in the second period. 3-2 is our score. Sioux Falls out in front. Shots even in the hockey game at 22 apiece. Back in behind the net, the puck will wind up along the end boards here. They'll get pushed now over to the left corner. Nick Lappin pinned up against the boards here. Play will continue on as it gets pushed along those left corner boards on up to the right wing side for Sioux Falls, and they just backhand it all the way down the ice, and a rolling puck will go back into the Tri-City zone and controlled here by the rear guard, Tyler Ambergy. Up the left wing side to Nick Lappin. Lappin will just deflect it in forward into the Sioux Falls zone. Kenny Brooks will try to see if he can steal it from back behind there of Mikko Virtanen. But Virtanen will play it ahead here from McCarver. McCarver goes right around Maller. Now in towards the net, but Copley will just play it up off into the corner. Storm now looks to retreat and get it out of the zone. They do so here as it is Lappin, but picked off there by McCarver, trying to jam it right back into the Storm zone. That one gets blocked away from doing so. And now brought ahead here as it's curving, reaching forward there as it goes up into the left corner, but Maller playing it away. On now to Middleton, ahead there for Soren Janssen. It goes up off the front end of his blade, up in the left corner of the Sioux Falls zone, as it is Janssen in on the attack there on the forecheck against Brevig. But the puck removed from the Sioux Falls zone, and it goes back into the Storm end quickly here, but an offsides is the call against the Stampede, and that results in a faceoff coming back in the Sioux Falls zone with 4:13 to go here
in the second period. 3-2 is our score. No media timeout taken, apparently, here in this period. And it's been a period that's been pretty wild here with the Storm scoring, of course, a goal. And then the Stampede responding a little less than 9 minutes later. So the faceoff now up in the left circle. Storm win this faceoff. Back to Maller. His shot is blocked away there. Now played on back towards center ice. The bouncing puck bounces up off the face mask there of Whiteside, the defenseman. And Reed Whiteside watches this one go back into the left corner. Milton takes a big check there. And now Janssen getting into it, a little bit of a shoving match, but they get separated quickly here as the puck goes all the way back into the Storm zone. It is Peterson playing it up along the left wing side for the Storm. Brought ahead here by Bonner. Bonner will move to the outside left circle, moving in with a shot, pops up in the air. This one crashing into the net and getting knocked into the cage there. It is that of Soren Janssen, and now this will stir up a little bit of commotion in front of the netminder for the Stampede. Charlie Lindgren retreats off to the outside right circle area while this scrum ensues. But I don't believe anything's coming of it. But right now, the Storm are taking some deception as they go hard to the net. They're getting interfered with, no question.
Yeah, it should maybe be a penalty against Sioux Falls as they were taking liberties and pushing Tri-Cities into the net and taking that off there. Looking at the replay, you can see that it was just clearly that situation.
And pushed right into the goal there. Soren Janssen knocked right in there by the defenseman on the play. That draws reaction there by the Storm's Davey Middleton, as it would appear to be Eric Brink who actually drove Janssen into the goal there. No penalties called on the play. They'll continue 5-on-5 here with 3:43 left in the second period. Storm trailing here once again at 3-2. Here's Heikki Liitas now into the right corner. The puck gets taken away here. Good job by Trevor Moore. Creates a turnover down low for Liitas. Liitas in behind the net now, trying to feed it on there to Nick Lappin. On back now in towards the left corner where Trevor Moore now has it. Moore will skate around. He goes for a skate off now towards Liitas. Liitas will control it off into the right corner again. Liitas tripped up on the play as it resumes here to the outside right circle. Taken here by Joseph Lordo, and he plays it off to center ice. Now on to Nielsen. Nielsen will drop it backwards to Robos. Now back to Nielsen. And what opportunity there for Carlson to get his second of the year. But that one skips up off his stick and goes wide. Here's Brevig playing it all the way down the ice. No icing here. Play will continue on. Under 3 minutes to go here in the second period. Storm looking to try to charge back the other way. It's Adam Klapik back onto the ice. He moves across the attack line, walking in with a shot. That one's blocked there by Brevig's legs. And now it's Klapik playing it back and behind the net all the way to the outside right circle where Spicer goes in on his man. This stirs up a little bit here with Dan Carlson. No fight coming here as it is Flappin bringing it at the blue line. Plays it in across the attack line. There was no offsides there as Klapik did not know that and let the puck go back to center, where the Storm force it right back in the Sioux Falls zone. Brevig around. This one forcing a turnover there. Good job there on the play by Nykop. Nykop in front trying to feed back Yoni. Goes instead all the way back to the blue line to Ambergy. His shot comes up off the end boards there. Storm get tripped up in behind the net. Play continues on still as it is Nykop down on the ice. And finally a penalty upcoming. This will be against Sioux Falls here. And I believe this was a slashing call here to Sioux Falls, but that's a makeup call, no question, as the referee missing the tripping there on Nykop. This will put the Storm on the power play for the third time tonight, and the power play red hot at 2-for-2 is going to go back on the power play for the second time in the period. As going off for slashing here is Brevig. Time of this penalty, 17 minutes and 43 seconds in to period number two.
Yeah, probably much overdue there. It looks like Sioux Falls has gotten away with a couple here and there, some trips and obviously that interference out in front of the net. But they're getting their just cause, and hopefully Tri-Cities can make that power play into 3-for-3.
So a left circle draw comes up. It's Klapik. He already scored a power play goal here tonight. It's his fourth power play point, by the way, of the season for Adam Klapik. Klapik, who currently has 7 points on the year, 4 of those 7 on the power play, and getting one of those here tonight. Puck comes out to center ice and then deflects up and out of play. They'll have to redo the draw here as the Stampede able to work it out to center ice and then get a fortunate break there. First few seconds of the power play. 7 seconds gone. Minute 53 left on the Storm's third man advantage of the night. Storm again, 2-for-2 on the power play. Special teams is very important to be good at, and the Storm were good last night, and so far tonight they've been excellent. Off the draw, Storm have it now. All the way back in their own zone here as it's Sins now giving back to Peterson. Sins will get it right back now from Peterson. Now brought ahead. Here's Nick Lappin, a drive to the net from the right circle. Saved away there by Lindgren. Now the puck goes down into the right corner as it plays on along those end boards in the Sioux Falls zone. Goes over to Klapik's stick. He'll cycle it now off to Lappin. Lappin in front giving to Peterson. His shot saved by Lindgren. And a good jump there by Joseph Lordo, who deflects it all the way down the ice for Sioux Falls. A minute 39 to go now here in the second period. Just a minute 20 left on the Storm power play as they try to close out this second period with a goal here on their third man advantage of the night. Here's Sheerhorn bringing it ahead across the attack line, moving in, giving to Nykov. Now off towards Vecchione, can't get it to him. A shot does not get to the net, and now taken here by McGovern, and he tries to get it out, but it is Janssen keeping it in for now. Down off the right corner boards. This one will come back out across the blue line here, however, as the puck was shot there by Janssen, and they say it was not touched by a Sioux Falls stick, so faceoff comes outside the Sioux Falls blue line, just in front of the Storm bench on right wing for the Storm. Sheerhorn, a draw here. This one gets pushed forward there, but the Stampede come away with it as the Storm will try to go after it here, and we get another offsides here by the Storm. This faceoff will instead come all the way back to the outside blue line from the Tri-City zone with a minute 14 to go here in the second period. Well, this power play slowing down a little bit, but partly because some ice violations occurring.
Yeah, you know, at this period in the latter half has been riddled with specialty teams play, as we've seen each team going on the power play and having their fair share of penalty kills. Sometimes that can slow the pace of the game down a little bit, and we'll see what Tri-Cities can do to end this period.
Virtanen, by the way, getting an assist on that Carlson goal. We thought it was not unassisted, and indeed it is not. So the defenseman Virtanen does get an assist as it goes back to Janssen. A shot to the net. That one goes wide. Under 40 seconds to go here on the power play for the Storm. Janssen tries to play the puck there from the neutral zone, but it goes batting back in behind the Tri-City net, and it's Copley leaving it there for Ambergy. Ambergy looking out now towards center ice. Send a diagonal pass up through the left wing side. It'll be Lordo trying to go after it there. Janssen, he'll get checked there on the play by Lordo. Play continues on. Storm trying to get to it. It's Vecchione trying to strip it in from behind there of Skirving, but Todd Skirving brings it ahead. Skirving with a shot. That one is blocked there off the skate of Vecchione. Now Ambergy wisely retreating it back the other direction. Storm just 10 seconds left on their third man advantage. Either way, the Storm power play, I think they'll take it at 2-for-3 tonight, but they have to find a way to tie this hockey game up as a shot comes in on goal, saved by Lindgren. The play will go back all the way to the blue line, and Mallard now with it. It's Breddick back onto the ice, and now he comes back on, and the defenseman goes for a skate in on the attack, but it is Copley just going to try to play it away from Breddick, playing it off into the right corner safely onto Sins. Since he's interfered with, a shot comes back off to the front side of the net. 3 seconds left here in the period. 2 seconds left, and now Lappin coming in with a shot goes in at the buzzer. That won't count as the Storm will go to the locker room down by a goal as they were after the first period. But here, after the second period with a little bit of a battle into the left corner of the Sioux Falls zone, and we're seeing now Kenny Brooks going at it a little bit here. And the Storm not happy. But they're going to go to the locker room. We'll see if there's any penalties called here before we go to a break. Brady Johnson watching it here as the Storm now told to get off the ice. And now the Stampede will look the other direction as well. And a little bit of a confusion here as Brady Johnson talks with Eric Brink here out at the red line. But it is a 3-2 hockey game through 40 minutes of action. Both teams exchange goals there in period number two. It is 3-2. We'll talk about it next on the Central Hydraulic second intermission report, as well as being joined by the play-by-play voice of the Sioux Falls Stampede, Jim Olander, my guest, coming up here on Inside the Booth. We'll talk with him as well in just a few. You're listening to the Storm Radio Network right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, KKPR, Kearney.
It's Buck Night with the Tri-City Storm and Coca-Cola. Sunday, November 13th, watch the Storm battle the Lincoln Star. And don't miss the special Buck Night offer for all Storm fans. $1 Coke and $1 hot dog. All game long. It's the deal of the season. And it all happens Sunday. That's right. Sunday, November 13th at a special 5 o'clock start time. Doors open at 4. It's the Storm versus the Stars on Buck Night with dollar dogs and dollar Coke. Storm Hockey is the number one party in town. Visit stormhockey.com for more. Presented by Viero.
This is the sound of a Yellow Book print ad working for Rincon Vista Veterinary Center.
Drop it.
And Yellow Book search engine marketing working for their business. And a yellowbook.com online video ad running smoothly. The thing is, with Yellow Book's full spectrum of marketing tools, small businesses like Rincon Vista Veterinary Center can hear the sound of success. Yellow Book 360. Go beyond yellow. Call 1-800-YB-YELLOW or visit yellowbook360.com today.
This is the sound of a third pound of fire-grilled ground chuck beef, the juicy start of a new BK Chef's Choice burger from Burger King. And this is hardwood smoked bacon, which lies on top of the fire-grilled beef. This is the sound of fresh cut tomato and red onion that rest on top of the bacon, which lies on top of the fire grilled beef. From the thick American cheese and griller sauce to the artisan style bun, the new BK Chef's Choice Burger was built to be irresistible. Try it today, only at Burger King. At participating restaurants.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything. But there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. Bud Light. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Central Hydraulic can also supply you with great products like Adrian steel toolboxes, ladder racks, pronghorn utility bodies, flatbeds, Tommy Gate lifts, and Bosch snow plows. Central Hydraulic also has a large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney. Call 308-237-2625 or check them out on the internet at centralhydrauliconline.com.
You're listening to the Storm Radio Network.
It's now time for the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report.
On Classic Hits 98.9 FM.
Once again, here's the voice of the Storm, Skip Barry.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Central Hydraulic Second Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney, providing the hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the internet at centralhydrauliconline.com. Skip Barry and Dita once again with Scott Shenick here as we go into the second image report. We'll recap this hockey game so far and get to inside the booth here in just a second with the play-by-play voice of the Sioux Falls Stampede, Jim Olander. But before we do that, let's take a look at this hockey game so far. The Storm here tonight playing in front of their largest crowd on the road this season, in front of 2,700 fans, 2,784 to be exact. But here in this hockey game, down 3-2 after two periods of play. We go back to the first period, 4:50 in. Eric Brink, his first of the year from Justin Selman and Mitch Hughes. Mitch Hughes, his sixth assist of the season, currently leading the Sioux Falls Stampede in assists this year, has a sixth assist of the year on the first goal of the evening. On the power play, though, 11:19 in, Adam Klapik, his third goal of the season, his second on the power play, but his first power play goal with the Storm. He, of course, had a power play goal with the Omaha Lancers. It was a game-winning goal, in fact, but his third of the year makes it a 1-1 hockey game on the power play. 11:19 in, Nick Lappin extends his point streak to now 5 games, his fourth assist of the year. Kenny Brooks, his team leading seventh assist of the season. That game, that goal right there, pushing it to a 1-1 score, but then it would be 2-1 Sioux Falls, 14:41 into period one. Todd Skirving's fifth of the year from McCarver and Brevig. That would stay that way 2-1 after one. And in the second period, Storm getting another power play. Going 2-for-2 here. Vecchione's third of the season from Brad Shearhorn and Thomas Nykop. Both Shearhorn and Nykop getting their first power play points of the year on that goal by Vecchione, his third of the season. And Vecchione, by the way, picking up his second power play goal for the Storm on that one there. Vecchione from Shearhorn and Nykop. Again, it's a 2-2 hockey game. But then, a little less than 10 minutes later, Dan Carlson's first goal of the year on a rebound shot. Vertanen just putting it right to the net. Vertanen will pick up an assist on that goal, his third of the season, as Carlson bangs it home. And at 13:27 in, another even strength goal here for Sioux Falls. They have that lead up 3-2 after 40 minutes of action. Shots on goal favoring right now the Storm at 27-22, outshooting Sioux Falls in that last period, 14-13. Copley, just 12 saves on 13 shots, 19 saves on 22 shots on the evening. Lindgren, 25 saves on 27 shots. Faceoffs, interesting stat here tonight, 27-15 in favor of the Storm this evening. Storm are 2-for-3 in the power play. Sioux Falls is 0-for-3. And with all that being said, Scott, you would think that the Storm are the team right now with the upper hand. They're winning the special teams battle. They're winning the faceoffs. They're outshooting their opponent on the road. But that's not the case.
No, and like we mentioned before, Skip, specialty teams does play a big factor into these games. I mean, with the games changing and the rules changing in the last couple of years, you know, the hooking and the holding and the high sticking, the interference, those are going to be called all night, all day. for both teams. And you know what? That seems to be the case here. A couple of times, Copley had a struggle, had some people in front, couldn't see the puck, popped in, went in. But I think overall, like you said, Tri-City is still taking the lion's share of the game here tonight. It is a 3-2 score after the two periods of play here. The Storm trying to find a way to see if they can get things rolling back in the right direction.
We all make bad choices in life.
We go inside the booth here this evening with the play-by-play voice of the Sioux Falls Stampede. It is Jim Olander. And, Jim, it is safe to say, coming into the season, the Tri-City Storm and the Sioux Falls Stampede, very similar when you consider the fact a lack of experience in the USHL and their records and their goals for, their power play, penalty kill, reflecting the youth on both these squads so far. It just goes to show, is it safe to say that experience really is everything in the USHL to be successful early on?
Yeah, I think so. Certainly, you see in the standings, those who've got the guys back from last year and have played together before for a while, they certainly start off pretty well. And, for younger teams like Tri-City and Sioux Falls, sometimes it takes a while, you know. Coach Hartzell's always preached the first 10 games are kind of a learning curve every year for him, and he's not so much concerned about the record as if the team's progressing well. Now, we're coming off a loss where we did not play very well, so we need to improve on that. But, you look at our team tonight with Charlie Lindgren starting in goal. We have two guys back that played in Sioux Falls last season. So it's kind of a tough situation for us, but it's a learning curve and an opportunity for a lot of kids to get a chance.
One of those guys returning to the Sioux Falls Stampede this season is Brian Moore, and he's not been off to, a good start. Why do you think that is? Why is Brian Moore struggling early on as a veteran player?
Well, Brian's he's out for a few weeks here now with an injury. He did injure his knee a couple weeks ago, so that certainly didn't help things. It's always a funny thing. Sometimes it just takes guys a while to get their feet moving, and then unfortunately you get injured. Now he's got the challenge of having to come back and try and get rolling once again here in a couple weeks.
Guy not in the lineup here tonight, of course, Austin Young playing off with the World Junior A Challenge. How has he been so far this season? I mean, his last five games before moving off to the Junior A Challenge, a guy that's putting up 6 points in those five games. Is he the returner that really, at the end of the day, has to carry the load in the front half of the season?
Well, he's certainly one of the guys that we're going to lean on for some help. He's been successful. He's got a knack for scoring. You know, he's kind of a shifty, quick guy up front, and he's got the experience from last year. You know, he had a pretty impressive season last year in his first year with Sioux Falls. And I think, you know, we have to kind of lean on more than just one guy overall, but he's certainly one of those kind of go-to guys. And, you know, to not have him in the lineup here tonight hurts us. And then, as you mentioned, Brian Moore, you know, is out with an injury. Those are two key forwards. We were already limited. We only had five guys back coming in, but to be without those guys coming into these next couple of games here over the next couple of weeks does make it a little more difficult.
Again, the play-by-play voice of the Sioux Falls Stampede, Jim Olander, my guest here on Inside the Booth on the Central Hydraulics second intermission report, where we take a look at the Sioux Falls Stampede and the Tri-City Storm. Very similar situations coming into this evening's game, of course, really coming into the season as well. And we look at the overall league. Talking with Dan Freemuth last night, he and I had the discussion. The Eastern Conference, you look at the amount of returners, and there's no wonder why the Eastern Conference has been so dominant so far to start off the season. The overall record against the West for the Eastern Conference coming into the weekend was 26-0. Is that a shock to you?
I think we saw it coming at some point. It's been, as you know, for quite a few years, the Western has been quite dominant over the Eastern Conference. A lot of things have changed. Green Bay has been consistently good over the last couple of years where, it wasn't too long ago, 4 or 5 years ago, that was a team that struggled quite a bit every season. So they've been very good every year. Cedar Rapids always has a good team. You know, Indiana has been very strong over the last couple of years. So, now you're seeing teams like a Youngstown who, you know, over the first couple of years really, really struggled, and they're off to a good start and have some firepower. But, again, we go back to experience. They've also got a nice load of players that have had some USHL experience. So not really surprised, but, you know, it's still early, too, and I certainly expect our conference to compete with the East. It's going to be pretty neck and neck, I think, once we get towards, you know, the middle half of the season.
Absolutely. You can't argue that case. And, of course, early on season experience amounting to quite a bit of confidence, I'm sure, for the Eastern Conference. And when we take a look overall on this league format right now, with it's an unbalanced schedule, you play a majority of your games within not only your conference but within your regional, I guess, geographic location, and you'll play, for instance, the Storm this season 8 times, Jim. Does that
take a look and put the emphasis that this conference, being the fact that it is a little more inexperienced, is it, in your mind, a little more wide open than people make it out to be? I mean, Waterloo's going to be good, but the rest of the conference, certainly, it could be up for grabs.
Yeah, I certainly think so. I mean, and you know, for us, we're in the midst right now of playing 11 straight games against Western Conference opponents, and Coach Hartzell's kind of preached that this is going to be, you know, a good challenge for us to see kind of where we stack up with the rest of the conference. And again, it's still early. Things are going to change and, you know, might not be the same. But for us, we get a good feel for who, you know, what we need to improve on to be in the race here. But I do think, I mean, right now there's, you know, we haven't played everyone yet, so I can't speak on all the teams, but there hasn't really been one team that's wowed me like this is going to be the team to beat.
Right.
It does seem to be pretty even, and I think that's good for our league, to, you know, to go to a game every night and know there's going to be no easy victories, and every game's going to be a challenge is a good thing for fans and for the players.
Absolutely. Again, he is the play-by-play voice of the Sioux Falls Stampede. Jim Olander, my guest here on Inside the Booth on the Central Hydraulics Second Intermission Report. Appreciate your time here tonight, Jim. We catch up with each other 7 more times this season. It's hard to believe. It felt like the first season, it went by quickly between these two clubs, but here we are, 8 games this season, and certainly I'm sure it'll be heated by the end of the series as well.
Absolutely, and we'll see you again here next weekend, so it'll heat up quickly.
Absolutely. Again, Jim, appreciate your time. And when we come back, we'll take a look at that Midway Auto Group scoreboard next. You're listening to the Storm Radio Network right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, KKPR, Kearney.
It's getting late. The world is calling it a night, but the neighborhood is just getting started. Applebee's is now open till midnight or later. So stop in after the game. Swing by after the show. Grab some friends because your favorite neighborhood grill and bar is still going strong. Applebee's, now open till midnight or later. Another reason why there's no place like the neighborhood.
Visit your local Kearney Applebee's restaurant today. Now featuring late night food and drink specials after 9 p.m. Applebee's Late Night. Come join the fun.
In 1981, TCBY did the impossible. They combined, that tastes so good with, oh, that's so good for you. The result? Real dairy frozen yogurt goodness that's low in fat, high in calcium and vitamin D, with 7 live active cultures. That's TCBY, the country's best yogurt.
You'd like Paul, really nice guy with 2 kids and a lovely wife named Kim. Things have been going great for him until Monday afternoon. That's when Paul's boss told him that due to restructuring, his job had been eliminated. Bad things happen to good people. But fortunately, that doesn't mean you have to settle for unreliable transportation, charge-offs, credit card debt, repossessions, collections, bankruptcy, or foreclosure. If you think you can't buy quality transportation, think again. Go to thinkapproved.com. That's T-H-I-N-K, thinkapproved.com.
You're listening to the Storm Radio Network.
This is the Midway Auto Group out-of-town scoreboard update.
On Classic Hits 98.9 FM.
Here's the voice of the Storm, Skip Berry.
Well, what did Jim and I talk about that Eastern Conference? It's pretty well balanced. How about this? Youngstown, they beat Indiana tonight in a shootout. 4-3, the final. The Youngstown Phantoms winning on home ice over the Indiana Ice. Muskegon, they lose on home ice to Cedar Rapids 2-1. In the second period, Lincoln now having a lead up 3-2 over the Fargo Force. It's Des Moines and Chicago going to the third period, tied at 3. Yeah, after 2 periods of play in Waterloo, it's Green Bay now leading 3-0. And while right now Omaha and Dubuque, it's right now 3-3. And after 2 periods of play, I believe there. Storm right now down 3-2 as they go to period number 3. Seeing if they can maybe turn their fortune around here on the road tonight at the Sioux Falls Arena. We come back with that here in just a bit. This has been the Midway Auto Group scoreboard update. Think hassle free. Think Midway. ThinkMidway.com. Right here on the Storm Radio Network. Classic Hits 98.9 FM. KKPR, Kearney.
If you've ever taken ephedrine products to lose weight, listen up. The results are in, and CTS 360 is now considered the strongest, most aggressive fat-burning system since ephedrine.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Stout. CTS 360 was designed to be a strong and safe weight loss product that mimics ephedrine without the negative side effects. If you're ready for a change, stop by a Complete Nutrition and ask for the safest, strongest, most aggressive fat-burning system on the market today, CTS 360. Take it from me. I lost over half my body fat after having a baby. I know how losing weight totally changes your life.
Get the doctor.
doctor recommended strongest, most aggressive fat-burning system on the market today. CTS 360, available exclusively at Complete Nutrition. If you lose an excessive amount of weight in your first 10 days of use, please contact your consultant to adjust your plan.
Complete Nutrition is located north of 39th Street on 2nd Avenue in Kearney and one block south of Conestoga Mall on Allen Drive in Grand Island. Look better, feel better, perform better. Complete Nutrition of Kearney and Grand Island.
Complete Nutrition.
This is the sound of a third pound of fire-grilled ground chuck beef, the juicy start of the new BK Chef's Choice Burger from Burger King. And this is hardwood smoked bacon, which lies on top of the fire-grilled beef. This is the sound of fresh-cut tomato and red onion that rest on top of the bacon, which lies on top of the fire-grilled beef. From the thick American cheese and griller sauce to the artisan-style bun, the new BK Chef's Choice Burger was built to be irresistible. Try it today, only at Burger King. At participating restaurants.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
You're listening to the Storm Radio Network.
It's now time for the Complete Nutrition third period of play
on Classic Hits 98.9 FM.
Here's the voice of the Storm, Skip Barry.
Right to the start of the third period we go as the puck is dropped on cue. Brady Johnson dropping it there. Sioux Falls wins the draw. Now send it up into the Tri-City zone. Welcome back, everybody. Skip Barry along with Scott Shenick here tonight. It is a 3-2 score entering the third period. The Storm have yet to win a hockey game when trailing after two periods on the season. 0-4-0. Sioux Falls 2-1-0, but the Storm trying to change that around here this evening. Here's now Kenny Brooks getting checked from behind viciously there. There's going to be a big penalty coming up here to Sioux Falls. This will put the Storm back on the power play here for the fourth time tonight. And this is an automatic one, a cross check here called by the referee Brady Johnson. And who is he going to send? It should be Joseph Lordo. It is indeed the captain for the Sioux Falls Stampede. He'll go to the box here in the third period. Storm back to the power play and a chance now to try to tie this hockey game up 29 seconds in to period number three.
Yeah, you know, thankfully for Kenny Brooks, I mean, it looked like a bad hit, but he was shaken up a little bit, got up, got the cobwebs out. Now it's the power play's turn to come here and start to look to tie this thing up.
Nick Lappin off the draw. The puck will go off into the right corner. It's Nick Lappin on back to the blue line. Peterson on back now to Sims. His shot goes wide, comes back off in front. Nick Lappin will just play it on back towards Klapik. And Klapik will now move it around as the puck goes off into the right corner. It's Kenny Brooks. He has the puck now on the ice here after taking that hit. Gives to Klapik. Klapik cross ice, trying to feed it there to Nick Lappin. Lappin will just play it on back to the blue line. Storm on their fourth power play of the night. Already 2-for-3 here this evening. There's the puck now taken away. It's cleared away here by Sioux Falls. 19 minutes left here in regulation and 1:30 now left here on the Storm man advantage as they try to move up ice quickly from their own zone. And doing so, it's Peterson passing over to the left wing side to Sins. Sins will play it now up into the Sioux Falls zone, giving off to Brooks, backhanding a shot there to Lindgren, who saves it away easily but does not control the puck. Now along the end boards here, the Storm trying to get possession. It is Klapik. He digs in. Storm still tying up the puck for now, trying to create some space, and finally it is Kenny Brooks with it. Brooks looks back to the blue line. Alex go back the other way, but it inadvertently goes back to Sins. His shot to the net, saved away there by Lindgren as the puck goes into the right corner. Klapik. Crisscrossing pass here with Nick Lappin, taken away here and right from the slot area in the Sioux Falls zone, the Stampede clear it all the way down the ice with just 50 seconds left here on the Storm's fourth power play of the night. 3-2 is our score. Storm need a goal to tie this game back up. It's Shearhorn playing it up into the Sioux Falls end. Nykop tries to get to it there as the puck ties up along the end boards once again. We've seen that quite a bit here tonight as continually we've seen the bodies going along those end boards, a very narrow gap there between the goal line and the end boards. The Storm now do control the puck on the attack. It is Vecchione with it. Already a power play goal here tonight for Vecchione. His third of the season overall and his second power play goal of the year as well as the puck taken here by Sioux Falls and sending it all the way down the ice once again. It is Todd Skirving and the Storm just down to their final 13 seconds on the power play. 2-for-3 coming into this fourth one. Looking at being 2-for-4 after this power play. Ambergy fires the puck up into the Sioux Falls zone. Around the boards it goes. Lordo set to come out here in 2 seconds as the puck goes back to the blue line. Taken here by Ambergy. Walking in. Sends a pass down low instead of taking that shot. Ambergy trying to be unselfish. Trying to create the play down low for Nykop. But this one just taken away here. And it is the Stampede that move it out to center ice. As it's played all the way back ahead. Here's Selman now with a chance. Selman across ice. Pass shot to the net there by Mitch Hughes. Goes wide. missing it completely there as the puck goes along the end boards, and Lead is now with it. Here's now Brink. Eric Brink, he gets tied up along the play there, and Lidas comes away with it. Here's Heikki Lidas now, playing it over to the right-wing side onto Tim Lapinstick, right around the defenseman Van Boris, on back towards Trevor Moore. Trevor Moore comes in with a shot, goes over to the top of the goal, and deflects up and out of play. 16:55 to go here in this third period. 3-2 is the score. The Storm are down by a goal. Their power play, although it is now 2-4 here tonight, that last power play creating some chances.
Yeah, it was good puck movement, getting some bodies out front, getting some pucks to the net. Good hard work down on the boards by that offensive line, and some creating some chances again.
Another draw coming up. This one inside the right circle where the Storm try to get to it here, and it's pushed now off to the outside left circle where it is played away here and on back towards the blue line, and now moved all the way out to center here by Sioux Falls, but Klapik steals it away near his own blue line. The Storm centerman, Adam Klapik, playing up the right-wing side for the right-winger, Vecchione. But Vecchione can't advance the puck as he gets pushed ahead here, and now it comes back out towards the neutral zone. Virtanen now, who had the puck, lost it, sliding forward, and it comes up into the Tri-City zone. Moving down in behind the net, an opportunity here for Sioux Falls. Scherer out in front, trying to feed it there towards McLaughlin, but the puck taken away, and the Storm move it finally out to center, and a bouncing puck goes back near the Sioux Falls blue line. Now taken on here by Nykov. Nykov, cross-ice pass, trying to get it there to Kenny Brooks. Intercepted away easily by Scherer, and now Scherer just knocks it out to center ice. Here's Brooks. And a collision there as the puck goes in towards the Sioux Falls zone. Comes back out ahead here, up along the right-wing side, and now McArdle with it. McArdle sending a diagonal pass up through the neutral zone, easily cut off there by McGovern. Puck bounces onto the stick now of Robos. Robos will bring it ahead across the attack blue line here for Sioux Falls, but the puck is now stolen away, and Nick Lappin has it back the other way. Here's Nick Lappin. Nice little play coming in with a shot. Lindgren makes the save, pushing it off now to the right corner area where it's taken here by Sioux Falls, and the Stampede have it in transition. It's Robos through center ice. Nice pass ahead there for Carlson on the lead in pass. Carlson comes in, walks in with a shot, and a save made there by Copley, who gets the puck in the midsection. And now Carlson in a tussle here with Sins. But these two players will get separated here with 15:31 to go here in the Complete Nutrition third period of play. The official nutrition supplier of the Tri-City Storm this season is Complete Nutrition, located north of 39th Street on 2nd Avenue in Kearney and one block south of Conestoga Mall. On Allen Drive in Grand Island. Look better, feel better, perform better. Complete Nutrition of Kearney and Grand Island, as we have now matching minors here, as it'll be Carlson and Kenny Brooks going to the box here. Both players will receive a delay of game here. Time of this coming at the 4 minute and 29 second mark of the period. So delay of game indeed, as the Storm's Brian Sinsitz in the box. Dan Carlson for Sioux Falls, and we get the face-off here as the Storm try to gather it here and try to move it out to center ice, and they do. All the way down the ice it will go as the puck will go back in to the end boards in the Sioux Falls end. As it's played here up and around the outside right circle and battling to get to it here, it's Ambergy. His shot goes off the back end of the referee. Not a lot of room for the officials to move around here on this ice. Now Ambergy hurt out at center ice. He gets back up and took a shot possibly there into the midsection, gets finally off the ice. Will tend to go to the trainer and get tended to. Storm trainer Craig Brandenberger moving on, by the way, as he's no longer with the organization. We wish him well as he moves on to his job up in Fargo, working with Concordia and also the Fargo Moorhead Red Hawks of the, I believe, Northern Woods Baseball League. Mansfield now with it up the right-wing side, moving down across the attack line. It's Mansfield moving in with a chance off the side of the cage, and Copley makes the save. And now a physical play resuming here, but this all gets separated here. Mansfield calling out Dalton Spicer, but Ian Mansfield wearing the cage, the full-out cage. Dalton Spicer, an experienced fighter. Not so sure about Ian Mansfield. He is a young 94, so not even eligible for the NHL draft until next year. He played for the Colorado Thunderbirds U16 team, so a very young player coming into the USHL here this season. I don't think he wants anything to do with Dalton Spicer.
No, I think Spicer's just trying to keep the momentum on their side, on the Storm side, you know, playing a little bit physical and seeing if he can't turn the side.
So another draw coming up in the right circle at 14:37 to go. The Storm have won 30 faceoffs to the Sioux Falls Stampede, 16 tonight, 3-1 here in the period. And this one, though, won here by the Stampede. On back to the blue line, a shot by the defenseman there, Lordo, gets blocked away by Lappin, and now Lappin tries to get to it out at center ice. It's just pushed ahead here up in the right corner by Heikki Lidas. Now back around the boards it goes. It is blowing a tire there, Dylan Mallers. He loses his edge near where Ambergy lost it. As the puck comes back the other way, a shot in on goal. Blocker save made by Copley and kicked off out towards the left corner where the Storm now control back to center. Puck bounces up in the air. It gets taken back here by Tim Lappin. He pushes up into the Sioux Falls zone, and it is Virtanen now with it. On over to Joseph Lordo. Cross ice back to Vertanen. Vertanen now playing it ahead here as it is Selman with it. Selman will just push it up along that left wing side as it's played back into the Tri-City zone. And quickly it's Amberger just firing it back the other direction, trying to make a pass there out to Tim Lappin. Tim was no position to receive that pass. And so an icing here with 13:53 to go in regulation. Storm down 3-2, but out shooting Sioux Falls 31-25. So a stick side draw coming up here to the Storm netminder, Phoenix Copley. One here by the Stampede as the puck is pushed around the boards here and out to the outside right circle. It is Shearer getting to it there for Sioux Falls, but taken away here, and the Storm was played out in the neutral zone. Nykop playing it off to the empty side. No one there, and the Sioux Falls Stampede easily intercept. Now it's Nykop. Great little jump there to create a turnover there for the Storm in on the forecheck. Vecchione tries to get to it, but now turn back over. Now it's a 3-on-2 here for Sioux Falls. It is McLaughlin moving in, passing off to Keller in tight. Intercepted away as the back-checking forward coming back. Nykop gets to it, and now plays it ahead there up into the right corner in the Sioux Falls zone, as it'll be Vecchione going after it as well. Now Nykop, he has the puck on his stick. Moving from the right corner, he looks back to the blue line a little bit, but now elects to go back the other direction. Now he'll come out into the right circle, passing off in front. A shot and a save made there by Lindgren, denying Dalton Spicer coming down from the blue line, and now cleared away here by the Stampede as an icing will be called here with 12:56 to go here in regulation. Nashville will see a replay on that one, but what a find there by Nykop, being patient, found a Dalton Spicer streaking down from that left point and nearly created the game-tying goal.
Yeah, good work in the corner by Nykop, using his big body to protect that puck. Had a lot of different reads, came out of the corner, saw the back door play, and a great save by Lindgren to keep them in it.
Now a left circle draw will come up to the glove side of Lindgren, who is a right-handed glove, a rarity, of course, for the most part. Not very many NHLers with right gloves. Maybe just Hiller in Anaheim right now that you can think of that as a starter. Here's a chance for the Storm. Into the slot as a shot coming in by Shearhorn. It deflects up and out of play. 12:49 to go here now in this third period. Storm, they're out shooting Sioux Falls 32-25. And we've talked about it all night. The Storm have won special teams battle. They've won the shot battle. They're winning the faceoffs right now. They're just not finding a way, for whatever reason, to get this game not only tied but take a lead.
Yeah, it seems like the Storm are a little bit snake-bit here tonight, Jimmy. I mean, they've had lots of opportunities, lots of shots to the net. They just got to continue to do more of the same and maybe crank it up a couple of notches here to end up the third period.
There's a chance there for Lapp. It comes all the way back to McArdle. His drive to the net comes off the glove there of Lindgren, and now taken away here by the Stampede as they move up the right-wing side. Now brought ahead across the attack line. Skirving moves in with a shot. That one misses the Copley net wide to the left, but barely. And now Skirving going awkwardly into the end boards. He gets back up, goes to the front side of the Storm cage as the play goes on to the outside right circle. And the battle for the puck there between McArdle and that of Ian Mansfield continues. But now the Storm control, and with it here is Nick Lappin as he plays it up the left wing side to Shearhorn. Shearhorn, he'll just send it in deep. And after it, there is Kenny Brooks against that of Ed McGovern, as it'll be played away here out to center ice as Mansfield will play it ahead towards Robos, but the Storm force it back the other direction and now have a turnover out at center as Janssen just fires it right back into the Sioux Falls zone. We got 11:55 left here in regulation. The Storm down by a goal at 3-2. It is Mansfield now with it. Brought ahead across the attack blue line. He moves in from the left corner boards. Lost the puck here as it's moved away up the right wing side, and it's Middleton now with it. Here's the puck now. Middleton coming with a slap shot to the net, and Lindgren makes the save for the 32nd time tonight. Media timeout taken here in the complete nutrition third period of play. The Storm. Head coach and general manager of the Tri-City Storm, Drew Shenick, coming into town, getting a chance to watch the USHL, really for the first time ever, because you never played in the league. You played in the Western Hockey League, of course, much like your brother. But so far, quickly, your impressions of what you've seen the last couple nights.
You know, I mean, the USHL is a great hockey league. I mean, the kids, you know, the testament to them and the United States and the World Juniors, you know, they've put together some good teams there. In the last couple of years, they've competed. Not only haven't they won in the World Juniors, but Tri-Cities, you know, I mean, they've got a great group of talent. They've got some old mixed in with some young, some returning players, not only to the team but to the league. You know, it's a fantastic developmental league and very, very fast, speedy, aggressive hockey in the United States Hockey League.
And again, getting your chance really to see your second game, but certainly no stranger to hockey. You're going to make a return, right? Making a return?
I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about
some senior hockey in Canada?
You bet.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that.
No.
Who says you're in retirement?
Exactly.
Off the draw, this one push it forward up into the Sioux Falls zone, but this one now taken away here by the Stampede as it comes back out to the neutral zone, out of the media timeout here. Brought ahead, Selman now with it. Selman looking off in front. The puck will get taken up off the end boards here, or off that left wing side, rather, by Nykop, but now turnover here. Selman now to Hughes. A shot, save, rebound, shot, and missing on it and fanning on it was Brink, as Eric Brink had a golden opportunity. And I think Phoenix Copley finally getting a break there, and rightfully so. That one doesn't end up at the back of the net. It's still a 3-2 score.
Yeah, just a bouncing puck there on an opportunity for Sioux Falls. Bounced a little one too many times, and Phoenix Copley, like you said, got a break on that one.
So Nick Lappin, by the way, earlier, just in case you have not heard, he did assist on the first goal by the Storms. Adam Klapik, he now extends his point streak to 5 games. Nick Lappin certainly is doing a lot of good things for the Storm this season. 8 goals on the year here in the 10th game of the season for himself. Last year, of course, he put together a nice little assist streak, which would be also his longest point streak of his career. As the puck taken here and is Burton in. Now poke checked away from him. And now it's Kenny Brooks galloping ahead. It's Brooks trying to play it up along the right wing side. Gets around Lordo. Plays off in front. Shot towards the goal. That does not get there. And the break goes back the other way as it comes out to center. Storm will play with it at center. It is Shearhorn shouldering that of Nielsen away from the puck. And now Sioux Falls collecting it from their own end. Burton in will just slide it ahead up the left wing side. Puck will go sliding on back in the Tri-City zone with 10:48 to go here in regulation. Storm trailing here 3-2. Trying to see if they can generate the game-tying goal. Make this game interesting. The Storm have had a great all-time record, by the way, against Sioux Falls in extra time. 12-2 entering this season. Here's Lappin moving in. Here's Lappin to the front of the net. What a move, but lost the puck off his handle. Getting hooked up. No call is made. And the evidence is right there with the defenseman McGovern having his hand basically wrapped up.
Yeah, it looks like Johnson, the referee there, saw the play unfold. Lappin got tripped up, making some nice moves in front of the net, but, you know, wanting to get this third period in the fast pace, keep him going without a whistle, and he elected to do so.
So now, a left circle draw coming up here with 10:27 to go here in this third period. Sioux Falls getting to this one, and they move it out. It's Carlson to center, but turn back over, Storm have it. And on the attack, here comes Bonner. Leaving it for Moore back down low to Bonner. Tough angle shot, handcuffing there, Lindgren. And now Johnson gets wrapped up from behind there by Brevig. And Moore now just gives him a little shot there. We'll see if there's any penalties coming here by Brevig, who wraps up Johnson. It appears to be no penalties on the play. And we'll continue 5-on-5 hockey here with 10:13 to go in period 3. 3-2 is our score.
The Storm are definitely doing the right things, you know, getting that puck in deep, getting a lot of shots in the net, and creating some traffic.
Coming up after the game by the old Chicago post-game show, we'll be joined by Storm assistant coach, that of Josh Algie. We'll talk with him coming up after the game here tonight on the old Chicago post-game show, as well as recapping this entire hockey game here this evening. It is a 3-2 score. Storm trying to see if they can make this a better night. Here's the puck back to Sins. His shot to the net goes off to Nykop. A tough angle shot does not get through. And now poked on back towards Vecchione outside the left circle. Into the slot, trying to feed it there to Klapik. But this one gets taken away and taken over here by Mansfield, who plays it out through center ice. Up ahead for Sterving, but offsides are the Stampede as McCarver ahead of the play there with 9:45 to go here in the third period. Shots on goal, 35-26. Storm, again, out shooting Sioux Falls here on the road. Power play tonight, Storm 2-for-4. The penalty kill for the Storm, 3-for-3. Face-off so far tonight, Storm 32 face-off wins to the Sioux Falls Stampede 19. All recipes for success most nights, but just not yet tonight. It is McLaughlin now. He loses the draw here. Storm win yet another face-off, as it is Spicer trying to play it out through the neutral zone. Puck gets taken away here and sent on back into the Tri-City end. By the way, speaking of J.D. Peterson, haven't seen him too much here as of late. The alternate captain for the Storm, not sure if he was injured back earlier in the game. As the puck gets pushed up along the left wing side, but it comes on back towards Spicer. Spicer will play it out ahead here for Lappin. We'll push it ahead as it's Shearhorn now trying to get to it. Gets it off now. Brooks, his shot gloved away there by Lindgren. I don't even think he saw it. He just stuck the glove out there and he found it in the back of his mitt with 9:16 to go here in the third period. Still 3-2 Sioux Falls.
Yeah, reactionary play by Lindgren there. It was Kenny Brooks coming down that right side. Let a good hard wrist shot go. Lindgren, like you said, didn't see it, put the glove out. It fell in there. Good save.
Pretty much the indication of how the season's gone so far for the Storm. off the draw now. The Storm win yet another draw, but this one gets pushed wide of the net and blocked away, and now back out to center ice. And trying to get to it there is Soren Janssen. Nice play there by Janssen, leaning forward, just slapping it off to the right wing side, but the Storm now have to control. Now moving ahead, here's Trevor Moore. He has some talent and some speed, but now holds up a little bit, spins around, bottom right circle, pass off in front, comes back off to the front side. It's Moore trying to jam it in from the side of the cage, but this one gets covered up by Lindgren, and Lindgren holds on. And how about this for Charlie Lindgren tonight? 35 saves on 37 shots, and for whatever reason, the goaltenders here have had the Storm's number on the year. The Storm is not for a lack of bodies and traffic to the net. They're still scoring, but right now I think goalies are just getting in a rhythm because the Storm are putting so many shots to the net that the goalies are just getting into a rhythm now and finding comfort. That has to be an explanation, isn't it? I mean, with that many shots on goal, you'd think, right? Here's the puck back the other way, Mansfield. He tries to go after it there. Now played away here outside the right circle. A shot to the net to Copley. This one goes right across the slot area. And now the Storm collected here. And it's Vecchione turning up the wheels here up the right wing side. Burning it up that wing. Going right around McGovern, but losing the puck. Goes in behind the net to retrieve it. Giving off here to Nykop. Nykop with it. Poke checked off his stick there by Skirving. Skirving tries to get it up the center and does. Here's a 3-on-2 possibly here for Sioux Falls. Moving in. Here's a chance. Skirving, a shot. Rebound does not come off in front. It's underneath Copley. Copley says he has it. And the Storm trying to get some help, and finally the whistle comes by Brady Johnson. 8:16 to go here in the third period as Copley gets that one underneath him. And the Storm right now down 3-2.
A little bit of a late whistle on that play at the net there. Copley looked like he had it underneath him, and it took, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 extra whacks before that whistle went.
It's been an interesting night, to say the least, as the faceoff will come up in the right circle to the glove side of Phoenix Copley. As the brawl become between Nick Lappin and that of, well, not anymore at least. It was Nielsen, but Nick Nielsen will get kicked out and in comes Robus. Nick Lappin and Robos. Robos will win it on back. Here's a chance as a shot goes to the front side of the Storm net, but easily covered up here by the netminder. Phoenix Copley, 8-11 now to go here in this third period. Well, the Storm are getting chances back the other way, and they have to continue to find that here. But more importantly, maybe it's time to try to see if you can just send a puck and body to the net and just get lucky at this point.
I think so. A little bit of risk versus reward. Maybe the defense start jumping up a little bit into the rush and creating some outman rushes.
Storm just down by a single goal at 3-2. They still have plenty of time to work with. It's been a very good hockey game for the men in white and purple tonight, the Tri-City Storm. As the puck comes bouncing off in front to Copley. Opportunity in front and slashing forward. There was Carlson, but his shot would go wide to the right and all the way back to center ice. On back to Carlson's stick. He leans it forward ahead there for Robus. Robus up into the slot area in the Storm zone. Shot to the net. Scores. Nope, they wave it off. They wave it off and bat it in with a hand there in front, and that will wave off the goal with 7:49 to go here in this third period. The boos parading on down from the Sioux Falls Arena.
Yeah, it looks like the Storm maybe got a little bit lucky on that one as it was a glove pass.
With the hand, no goal.
So puck is played with the hand, no goal here, and we take a look at the replay here at some point. And showing it here as the puck goes in towards the net, played up, and it would go down. And then I don't see where it was played with the hand at all. Boy, I'll tell you, the Storm get a break here. That is a break that the Storm now we need to find a way to capitalize on. They've been given an absolute break. That was not played with the hand, right, Scott?
No, it didn't look like it. It might have been played on the far side with the hand, but it came off the crossbar.
Played forward there, possibly a hand pass. Yes, true. Didn't see that before the play, but no question, it was not shot in by a hand.
No.
Here's the puck now, in off to the out right corner. The fans, of course, reacting to what they saw as far as what would look like a clean goal, but before that, not clean, apparently, as referee would call it here. But as of right now, tough to tell. Here's now McLaughlin back the other way. He moves in, dropping a pass back to Scherer. His shot in on goal, and Copley makes the save with 7:11 to go here in this third period. 3-2 is the score. The Storm are down by a goal. Shots on goal, 38-32. Storm winning the battle by 6 shots on goal now. And here in the period, Storm putting 11 shots on goal to the Sioux Falls Stampede's 10.
Yeah, I expected in a high-shooting affair in a smaller rink. I mean, the angles are there. Shots are going to be taken.
Off the draw, the puck now goes right through the crease area as the Stampede control it off this faceoff. And now the puck goes back around the boards, and it is Vecchione trying to move it out. And could not, as the puck comes on back now to J.D. Peterson. He's back on the ice and looking ahead. Just tries to jam it forward up the right wing side, trying to get it there to Vecchione, and a dig for the puck there as it goes forward. It goes back down to McGovern, who retreats it on back towards Breivik. Breivik in behind the net. Pressure coming in there by Nykov. Nykov tries to generate a turnover here. Vecchione comes in. The play will go back in behind the net. Klapik now trying to sneak down, trying to get in after Breivik. Breivik, though, lifts it on out to center as a bouncing puck goes back into the storm zone. It is now Peterson, who looks just to play it away. Turnover here. Selman off in front. Opportunity, a shot by Hughes. He missed that one completely. And the Storm now get to it here and try to play up that left wing side. Bouncing puck will go on back to Van Voorhis. Van Voorhis charging ahead, looking up in here. A shot up high. That's going to be just gloved right out of the air by Copley with 6:15 to go here in the third period. 3-2 Sioux Falls. No goals here in the third period. Three in the first combined. Storm getting one of those goals, and then each team scoring a goal in the second period. The Storm both their goals tonight on the power plays. They've gone 2-for-4 on the power play tonight. Klapik and Vecchione, the lone goal scorer tonight for the Storm, both receiving their third goal of the season on the year. Brink getting his first of the year, as well as Dan Carlson. And by the way, Todd Skirving, who leads currently the Sioux Falls Stampede in goals on the season, getting his fifth of the year as well. On back now towards Van Voorhis as he is able to keep it in, back behind the Tri-City net, and we get a whistle and an offsides here against Sioux Falls. Exactly 6 minutes now to go here in regulation. 3-2 Sioux Falls. Well, you know your brother pretty well. He's not happy, obviously, with the result at the moment, but obviously his usual self, keeping his composure. What do you think he's telling the guys?
I think he's saying, you know, just, you know, keep doing more of the same. It's they're doing the right things out there, just like last night. They're out shooting, they're out chancing, they're out hitting. They're just not getting the puck in the net. But I think if they continue to press, you'll see that come.
Storm getting it back to center ice, but now played back into the Tri-City zone by the Stampede. Now a collision here and down on the ice. The Storm player injured on the play, and they're going to maybe have to blow the whistle here. There's the puck now. Shearhorn, a tough angle shot, goes right through the crease, on back out to center ice. And now Bonner retreating as trying to get off the ice here is Tyler Amberg. He's had a tough weekend here, getting a couple of hits up high. There's Bonner now moving in. Bonner, a backhand shot off the side of the cage. Now going down with Peterson. Now he just wisely backs up his blue jersey out at center ice is Dan Carlson. And Carlson now he goes back into his zone to help out here, but here's the puck down low. It's Janssen trying to play it off in front for Trevor Moore. Can't get him there. Now on back towards Tim Bonner to Trevor Moore. Backing a pass into the slot. Loses it. Gets a shot now. That one gets blocked on back to Trevor Moore. On now to Soren Janssen. Janssen to Trevor Moore. Tries to knife it forward. Puck is taken here, and Carlson comes ahead with the puck. Lost it as he goes across the attack blue line. It is Peterson coming in. Lost the puck. Has a chance. Backhand. A shot on goal. Copley makes the save, and the rebound goes off into the right corner. Now it's Peterson with it. Peterson getting hooked up a little bit on the play as it gets knocked out to center ice. A lot of possible infractions going here by Brady Johnson, as apparently he does not want to see this game to be decided in the final minutes on the power play. There's Klapik now down across the attack line. He moves in a shot. That one is blocked. Now played away here is Nykov. Down over now to Janssen. His shot goes right through the crease on back of the blue line at the left point. Sins keeps it in. His shot knocked on down into the slot area by Nykov. Puck goes back behind the Sioux Falls net. Nykov checks two bodies there along the end boards, but the Stampede do their job and remove it out of the zone. Here's McArdle all the way back in his own end. Turns it over. Has McLaughlin comes in. McLaughlin cross-ice pass to Shearer. Shearer did not get through that pass and now has it outside the right circle. Puck is inside the Tri-City zone. The Storm trying to get to it here. Desperation time starting to set in here as the Storm are down by a goal under 4 minutes to go here in regulation. Nykov going forward here. Lost the puck. Is taken here by Van Voorhis. The Stampede now with it, and Keller has it. Storm watching Keller bring it across the attack line. Moving in to Van Voorhis. His shot saved away there by Copley, and the puck winds up going out of play with 3:44 to go here in regulation. Well, the Storm definitely want to push it to overtime. History shows through the first 11 seasons between these two clubs, the Storm have been the beneficiary of winning extra time games. The Storm are 12-2 in extra time games in the career series between these two clubs, and then you add into the fact the Storm are a perfect 7-0 against the Sioux Falls Stampede in the shootout. That's hard to believe in 11 years. There's a shot now towards the goal. This one saved away by Copley as the reaction from the crowd expecting a goal there and an insurance tally by Sioux Falls, but that does not happen as the Stampede winning 9 draws here in the third period of the Storm's 8. So Sioux Falls finally winning more draws than the Storm here in the period as the puck goes back and along the end boards here. Whiteside has it for Sioux Falls. Turnover, however, forced there by Spicer. Now a shot to the net right into the glove of Lindgren. And Lindgren, with Brooks at the doorstep, hangs on with 3:20 to go here in the third period. Well, you got to figure Copley's going to stay in net until probably the final minute, right?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, it's a, you know, there's still enough
small
time
rink.
Left in the game. Yeah, small rink. I mean, that chance of getting that shot from that small neutral zone, you don't want to take that risk now. But the defense, you're starting to see jumping up into the plate, being more active in that offensive zone, hoping to create some more offensive chances.
Left circle draw coming. Tim Bonner, he'll lose this one. Sioux Falls wins the faceoff, the 25th faceoff win of the night. 35-25 are the faceoff count right now in favor of the Storm, as it is McCarver out in front. It comes to the side. Copley somehow gets a pad and a toe save off that left pad. Keeps it out, and the puck sent all the way down the ice. Icing will be the call against the Storm. 3:01 to go here in this third period. Well, Phoenix Copley's kind of doing a reverse role here tonight. Copley, save percentage, by the way, on the season in the first period, a 974 coming in tonight. Tonight, he gives up two goals in the first period. In the second period, goes down to 899. In the third period, it's gone down to 854. But so far, Copley in this third period, much better than what we've seen so far statistically on the season. Face-off taken here. It's a chance off in front. It's a shot towards the backhand and off the blocker. It's Copley who makes the save yet again. Copley's been tested here in this period. 13 saves on 13 shots. Puck now in along the top left circle. Keller turns around. Shot to the net. Gloved away there by Copley. And Copley hangs on with 2:43 to go here in regulation. 3-2. Sioux Falls has a lead up by a goal. As the Storm's goals here tonight scored on the power play. Both of them, 2-for-4 on the power play. All three goals for Sioux Falls in even strength tallies. Skirving leaning in to take a draw against Klapik. Klapik loses this one as a shot comes in off the draw. Vertanen gets it right there in on goal. Copley makes the save, and then getting upended there is McCarver. That'll draw a little bit more of a reaction from the Sioux Falls Arena. Tonight, the Storm playing in front of their largest crowd on the road this season. The Storm's largest crowd, by the way, the year that they played in front of was actually on home ice back on October 15th in the win over Chicago. Pink of the Rink night. Over 3,200 fans there that night. And believe it or not, this is only the second largest crowd the Storm have faced this season. It's here on the road and Sioux Falls. But right now down 3-2. Puck goes along the end boards here. The battle continues on. It goes out to the outside left circle on back of the blue line. Lordo keeps it in for now. Nykov tries to get to it. It is Klapik now with it, trying to slide it out through the neutral zone. Plays it off to Vecchione. Vecchione just gets it across the blue line. Vertanen steals it away, but Vecchione keeps it at the blue line there as he used his body to block the puck from advancing out to the neutral zone. And it goes back and along the end boards here as Nykov now will battle. Now Vecchione with it. Vecchione looks out in front, trying to feed it there to Klapik. This one's stolen away by the Stampede, and the Storm will keep it in near the blue line. Spicer on down to Nykot. Lordo intercepting it away, forcing it on back to center ice. Klapik, though, he's able to steal it away. A good job here, by the way, by Klapik tonight. Not only does he have a goal, but really an active forward once again here this evening. He could be a finalist for that Dent Popper grinder of the night. So selected coming up here in the old Chicago postgame show. Peterson, he'll fire it up in now to the Sioux Falls zone. Lindgren will just cover it up as in comes Brooks and Shearhorn. And Lindgren not going to take a chance here. A minute 38 left here in regulation. 3-2 is the score. Shots on goal now, even at 38 apiece.
Yeah, I think Sioux Falls has done a good job in the latter part of this third period. You know, they put a lot of pressure on. They haven't sat back, you know, definitely with the lead. A lot of teams have a tendency to get defensive, but you've continued to see them press and obviously equaling out the shots at 38 apiece.
Copley way out from his net right now with a minute 38 left. We'll see when he gets pulled here to add the extra attacker on the ice. And possibly head coach Drew Schenick might utilize a timeout here at some point down the road. Right now, trying to get Nick Lappin a skate as he lost a tire earlier. And now Nick Lappin trying to get a skate on right now on the benches. Assistant coach Josh Houchy gets it back to him here after having to go maybe sharpen it in the locker room. This puck now sent all the way down the ice. This will not be an icing here. Now forced back into the Tri-City zone as it is Kenny Brooks trying to get to it under a minute and a half to go. You might see head coach Drew Schenick utilize a timeout at the next stoppage of play, and we might get that right here as Johnson looks on, but now says and tells the guys to play on as he sees the puck. Still looking at the puck as it's underneath several bodies, but now coming away with it here is Kenny Brooks as Brooks looks up ice and now plays it out to center ice, giving on to Shearhorn. Shearhorn back now to Letus. Letus walks in with a shot saved by Lindgren and collision into the net, and taking that gamble with Shearhorn, seeing if he could get the loose garbage in front, but there was no garbage to be found. Minute 6 left here in the third period. 3-2 Sioux Falls. Storm now out shooting Sioux Falls once again, 39-38. As we'll see a timeout here, undoubtedly, from the general manager and head coach, Drew Schenick.
Good play by Kenny Brooks there, getting that puck to the net with a lot of bodies going there, trying to create a scoring chance.
And now we're going to see a timeout at the last possible second. This will give the Storm some time. Johnson will tell the linesman, and there's the timeout. 1 minute, 6 seconds left here in regulation. The Storm are in their last-ditch efforts here, and they're going to have to find a way to generate something on Lindgren. Lindgren's been very good, no question tonight. You come into this hockey game, he's only played two games on the year. His save percentage hasn't been very good. 8.38 coming tonight. It's just two games played. But that was in really one game against Muskegon in the loss 6-5 on October 15th for the Sioux Falls Stampede on home ice. He's been a much better goalie here tonight. He's really done a good job challenging the Storm shooters. And when the Storm scored goals, it's been beautiful ones on the power play.
Yeah, he stood very tall in the net for Sioux Falls tonight. I mean, made a lot of good saves, especially early in the game when Tri-Cities came out with a lot of energy. And like you said, you know, tried to quiet the crowd early. Lots of shots, lots of bodies going there. But he stood the test and helped keep Sioux Falls in the lead here with a minute six left.
So out comes now Copley. He'll go to the bench. Storm with Klapik, Janssen, Brooks, Shearhorn, Sins, and now Nick Lappin. One defenseman, five forwards, the extra attacker on the ice, Copley off. Sioux Falls getting ready for the draw coming up here. With a minute six left here in regulation, to take the draw and to do the honors, it will be Todd Skirving. Skirving wins it on back into the right corner. Loro will play it around the board. Storm trying to stop it there as it is played here by McCarver. On back near the blue line. Storm trying to keep it in. Desperation time here. It's the Storm now in the final minute. It's now played here. Sins on back to Klapik. Intercepted away. But coming in is Shearhorn to keep it in at the blue line. But now Van Voorhis steals it away at the empty net. Shoots the puck up into the Storm zone. Taken away easily there by Janssen. Played ahead here by Brooks. Played up off the boards. On back into the Storm zone. It is Janssen trying to play it forward there. Puck is loose up in the center ice area. A scramble for the puck as the Storm have the empty net back in their own zone. It's Brooks bringing it across the attack blue line, giving it to Nick Lappin. Nick Lappin with a shot just misses the net wide. All the way back now off the stick. Janssen will get to it. Now he looks to try to play it back into the Sioux Falls zone. Storm touch up the blue line. Come back in on the attack. Under 20 seconds to go here. Storm down by a goal in desperation time. Here's the puck back off into the left corner. And after it, there's Mitch Hughes. He'll be challenged on the play there by Sins. Puck is tied up along the boards. Play continues on. Under 10 seconds now to go. Puck is free. Looking around, trying to get to it. There is Sins on back. And the puck will roll on back into the Storm zone. And the Storm are on the opposite end of a good, successful game, but lose still 3-2. And this has become a consistency that the Storm do not want to see the rest of the season.
Definitely a tough loss for them.
The crowd celebrating here at Sioux Falls Arena. Storm losing by the final tonight of 3-2 as no goal scored there in the third period for either club. And the game-winning goal scored by Dan Carlson, who picked up his first goal of the year. And it was a good one as it was the game winner here tonight. Charlie Lindgren, a great performance. 38 saves tonight for Charlie Lindgren on the Storm's 40 shots on goal. Storm in the last two games, a total of 83 shots on goal in just a total of what will be now four goals after really the last couple games for the Storm just not being successful. We'll talk about that coming up on the Old Chicago post-game show. Looking back at last night's game, tonight's game, Storm did absolutely everything right, much like last night in back-to-back nights when they've outshot their opponent, won the special teams battle, even did well in the face-off department. They lose the hockey game. It's a one-goal loss here tonight. And that sounds familiar because that's how the season series went last year with really Omaha and starting off this year with Sioux Falls here. And back-to-back one-goal losses for the Storm. We have a lot to talk about coming up on the Old Chicago post-game show. That's what's coming up next when we return here on the Storm Radio Network. Classic Hits, 98.9 FM, KKPR, Kearney.
It's Buck Night with the Tri-City Storm and Coca-Cola. Sunday, November 13th, watch the Storm battle the Lincoln Star. And don't miss the special Buck Night offer for all Storm fans. $1 Coke and $1 hot dog. All game long. It's the deal of the season. And it all happens Sunday. That's right. Sunday, November 13th at a special 5 o'clock start time. Doors open at 4. It's the Storm versus the Stars on Buck Night with Dollar Dogs and Dollar Coke. Storm Hockey is the number one party in town. Visit stormhockey.com for more. Presented by Viero.
Teamwork is important in the success of any athlete. This is why New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is Central Nebraska's premier clinic for sports-related injuries and rehabilitation. All of New West physicians are fellowship-trained to ensure the highest quality of medical care. New West is proud to serve the UNK Athletic Program and the Tri-City Storm with their brand-new, state-of-the-art facility located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney. New West, for the athlete in all of us.
So what does a good time sound like?
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. Bud Light. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
We all make bad choices in life. Eating Aunt Betty's latest meatloaf recipe, jumping a new bike over a flimsy plywood ramp, or picking up a hitchhiker in a bright orange jumpsuit. We can't help you with a lot of bad decisions, but Vero Wireless can help you make the smart choice in smartphones. Right now, buy one BlackBerry Curve or Motorola XT720 Android smartphone and get another of the same model free. But supplies are limited, so hitch a ride to Vero Wireless, where the smart choice is your choice. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
You're listening to the Storm Radio Network.
This is the Old Show.
On Classic Hits 98.9 FM.
Here's the voice of the Storm, Skip Barry.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Old Chicago postgame show. Old Chicago is the place where Storm fans go before and after the games. It's the best selection of food for the whole family. It's the best place to hang out with other fans. Old Chicago, eat, drink, and be yourself. And tonight, we go into the postgame show, much like we did last night, after a 3-2 loss for the Tri-City Storm. Last night, the Storm would end up losing. It just feels like one-goal games. It's how it's been so far for the Storm. They lost last night 3-2, putting 43 shots on goal.
Yeah, it looks like, you know, I mean, a frustrated set of kids walking off the ice here tonight after last night's performance and tonight's performance, and I'm sure the coaching staff feels the same. It's kind of like, what more do they need to do to put the wins on the board? Obviously, it's goals in the back of the net, but, I mean, as far as things go, power play was good, penalty kill was good, 5-on-5 was good. It just seems like all the ingredients were there in the recipe, and they just couldn't get it to bake.
And tonight, the Sioux Falls Stampede coming out victorious on home ice, winning by the final of 3-2, and they moved their record back to a 500 record at 4-4-1. The Storm dropped to now 3-7-0. Which is tough at this point for the Storm. Now just 1-4-0 on the road on the season. We'll get to the entire Stadler Implement full game recap. We'll also take a look at those new S3 stars in the Dent Popper Grinder of the night here in a second. We start off this Old Chicago postgame show with the full game recap as it was 4:50 into the hockey game. Sioux Falls scoring the first goal here tonight. The Storm now 0-4-0 when allowing that first goal. Have not won a game when allowing it. As Charlie Lindgren would do his job here tonight in that first period, especially as the Storm outshot Sioux Falls 13-9, but that first goal scored there by Eric Brink, Justin Selman, and Mitch Hughes getting the assist on that goal. Storm would tie it up 11-19 in on the power play. Adam Klavik's third of the season from Lappin and Kenny Brooks. That goal on the power play, Storm started off 1-for-1 on the power play. Looked very good, but then a little bit less than, well, really 3.5 minutes later, it would be Todd Skirving scoring the second goal of the game for the Stampede, his fifth of the year from McCarver, and then also Brevig, 4:13 in the second period. Storm score yet again on the power play, the third of the year for Vecchione. It is Shearhorn and Nykop picking up their first power play points of the season on the assist on that goal. Then at 13:27, and it would be Dan Carlson, the game-winning goal in that second period, getting that one there on a rebound in front, and he jammed it home as Vertanen would pick up the lone assist on that goal. And that would be all the goal scoring here tonight as 13 shots on goal by the Storm in the third period to the Stampede 16. 40-38 were the shots on goal here tonight. Storm outshoots Sioux Falls 40-38.
A lot of shots going on goal here tonight for both goalies. And tonight, Phoenix Copley, 35 saves on 38 shots. A very good third period for Phoenix Copley. He had to make 16 saves on 16 shots in the third period alone. Great job by Copley. Lindgren tonight, boy, he was outstanding. 38 saves on a count of 40 shots. Faceoffs in the hockey game. Storm win that battle, 36-26. However, in the third period, it was 11-9 in favor of Sioux Falls. The power plays here tonight. Storm, 2-for-4 on the power play. Sioux Falls, 0-for-3. Storm tonight, their penalty kill now perfect in three straight games. Their power play continues to be good here. Storm going 2-for-4 tonight, now scoring 7 power play goals on the season. 7 power play goals on the count of what will be, well, really, if you go, I should say, let's go back to the last few games, really, last six games when they started scoring power play goals. Storm are now 7-for-33 on the power play since they started really scoring. Good signs for the Storm. That's what you want to see. You have to grow. Even from the losses, you still have to grow. And tonight, the Storm able to still see some positives with their special teams being very good, just not the result that they were looking for here tonight. Let's take a look at tonight's New West 3 Stars of the Night and the official Rehabilitation Center for the Tri-City Storm presenting these 3 stars tonight, with Phoenix Copley tonight's number 3 star, 35 saves here tonight, and the number 2 star tonight, Adam Klapik, a power play goal, I thought, for the Storm tonight. Really outstanding job by Adam Klapik. He felt like he was the big difference maker the Storm needed every time he's on the ice. Something good was happening offensively for the Storm, but there's no doubt the first star belongs to Charlie Lindgren, picking up his first win of the season, 38 saves on 40 shots tonight. He is tonight's number 1 star. Tonight's Dim Popper Grinder of the Night, the hardest working Storm player tonight, as selected by Scott Jenick. I'm going to go with Michael Vecchione, the line mate of Adam Klapik. He's tonight's Dim Popper Grinder of the Night. Much like the Storm's hardest working player, the Dim Popper works hard to keep your car, truck, motorhome, motorcycle, boat, or trailer looking like new. The Dim Popper and Carney, your satisfaction is guaranteed, and no doubt about it. The satisfaction in Vecchione's play tonight was a plus for all Storm fans, despite the results here tonight, Storm losing by the final count of 3-2. Your reaction on the 3 stars and the Grinder of the Night?
Well, you know what? It's good to see some secondary scoring, obviously, come from the Storm. I mean, Vecchione played well tonight. Klapper played well. That whole line kind of, you know, seemed to take the play when they needed to and up their game tonight and did a great job on a back-to-back games on the road. And, you know, like I said, you can't be a one-trick pony. You need everybody going and scoring. Power play was there. The penalty kill was there. The second line scoring was there. I mean, it seems like it's a bit of a broken record, but what else do they need to do, you know, to get these wins, these close games, these one-goal games? They need to find that ingredient so they can turn this thing around. And instead of walking away with their heads down, although there were positives, coming out and taking a win out of a tough barn to play in here in Sioux Falls.
Absolutely. Again, the final count here tonight, it is the victory for the Sioux Falls Stampede, winning by the score of 3-2. That is the Stadler Implement full game recap. Stadler Implement, making farming easier these days in the great state of Nebraska, with a great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, this is Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. We'll take a quick break, come back. We have to look at that Midway Auto Group scoreboard update. Also talk with Storm assistant coach Josh Algie on the Old Chicago Coaches Review following tonight's game, as the loss here for the Storm knocking the record down to 3-7-0, and it feels like it's deja vu a little bit at the moment, as the Storm losing a lot of one-goal games here early in the season. Well, really, this is just their second loss in a one-goal game, but really losing games where they've outshot and outworked the opposition here in a lot of different facets of the game. It's just frustrating. You being a player, before we go to break, I have to get your take on this, because you were a player, you've gone through this. When things aren't going your way, you know you've been the better team outworking the opposition. You've been better now. You've improved the special teams. You've done all the little things right, and wins aren't coming easy. How hard is it for a player?
You know, it's definitely tough. I mean, you know, you're going out there and you're putting your best foot forward each and every night, and you're just not seeing the results. And, you know, it can kind of bring your spirits down a little bit. Definitely, I think, like you say, you know, there's lots of positives that were taken out of the game with the specialty teams and, you know, the hard work. You're coming into a real tough rink to play in, and they came out and they outchanced them and outshot them for the most part until the last little bit of the third period. But, you know what, I think you take it back, and the coaching staff will do a good job making sure that they relay the positives to their team and to their guys, making sure they, you know what, they see what they can do and what they can achieve with that hard work. And you know what, having some fun again, because you know you got to have some fun when you're coming to the rink and playing hockey. Once you're winning, that fun really is contagious, and it'll just take off from there.
All the little things are right here tonight. We'll talk with the assistant coach Josh Algie in just a few. So take a quick break, come back in just a bit here on the old Chicago Post game show. The Old Chicago Coaches Review around the corner, right here on the Storm Radio Network. Classic hits, 98.9 FM, KKPR, Kearney.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
In 1981, TCBY did the impossible. They combined, that tastes so good with, oh, that's so good for you. The result? Real dairy frozen yogurt goodness that's low in fat, high in calcium and vitamin D, with 7 live active cultures. That's TCBY, the country's best yogurt.
You'd like Paul, really nice guy with 2 kids and a lovely wife named Kim. Things have been going great for him until Monday afternoon. That's when Paul's boss told him that due to restructuring, his job had been eliminated. Bad things happen to good people. But fortunately, that doesn't mean you have to settle for unreliable transportation, charge-offs, credit card debt, repossessions, collections, bankruptcy, or foreclosure. If you think you can't buy quality transportation, think again. Go to thinkapproved.com. That's T-H-I-N-K. Thinkapproved.com.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are 2 types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
This is the Storm Radio Network.
On Classic Hits 98.9 FM.
Once again, here's the voice of the Storm, Skip Berry.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Old Chicago Post Game Show, where tonight the Storm losing by the final of 3-2. And we move into the Old Chicago Coaches Review, along with myself, Skip Berry, and Scott Shenick. It is the Storm Assistant Coach, Josh Howgie. Coach, we talked about it up here. At the end of the day, there's not much more you can do. You outshoot your opponent again. You win the special teams battle for the second night in a row. Really, you got good goaltending here tonight from Phoenix Copley. Execution wasn't really as much the problem, or was it? I mean, because at the end of the day, it really felt like the opportunities were there. And, yeah, while the execution may not be there shot percentage-wise, great quality chances, good goaltending tonight by Charlie Lindgren. It's safe to say that. But for the most part, just for whatever reason, didn't get those breaks, and I think that's really where it's at right now. Is it more so that, or is it execution? Where do you?
I think that, you know, we could sit here and talk about, you know, all those things and make some excuses, but at the end of the day, we're not going to do that. We lost the hockey game. It's frustrating, but at the same point, we got to find a way to win these hockey games, and we have to develop that mentality as a team that no matter what the situation is, what occurs, we're going to find a way to win. And right now, we're not doing that. We're finding ways to lose hockey games, and that's got to change. And, it's, you know, I don't know what we have to do to make that happen. I don't know if it's
sacrifice a farm animal.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of things we're talking about, you know, in the coaching staff, in the locker room, and trying to figure out. But it's our job to figure that out. And whatever we have to do, we're gonna find a way to get this turned around. And, you know, we're playing hard. But, again, it's not good enough just to play hard. You got to find a way to win hockey games.
Again, the Storm Assistant Coach Josh Howgie joining us here on the Old Chicago Coaches Review following the loss here tonight. A couple guys really stood out tonight. We kind of said it before the game really started. Nykop, Vecchione, they had to kind of get going. Same with Klapik again. All of those guys got going here tonight. They combined for a point each, obviously, a 3-point night by the three of them. Vecchione and Klapik get the goals here tonight. Nykop picks up an assist, both. Nykop and Sherman picking up the first power play points of the season on that assist to Vecchione. Overall, you got some balanced scoring here tonight. Yeah, it wasn't from everybody necessarily, but the fourth line was generating chances. The third line was generating chances. Every guy was, contributing overall offensively. The growth of this team, it's still the maturation process, but where do you assess the four lines here tonight? And I guess who stood out in your mind?
You know what? As a whole, I thought the forwards played hard. there's a lot of guys that did, and again, it's just – the one to me who's I've just been more and more pleased with every single game here is Trevor Moore.
Yeah.
You know, a young kid, he's so dynamic. He's got a skill set that's unbelievable, and he's just a lot of fun to watch. I mean, he's going to be very, very special here, and you know, he already is, but eventually here he's going to be one of the best players in the league. Up front, you know, a lot of good things, but, you know, we got to take that next step, and until we do that, like, it's going to be a little bit frustrating, but it's coming.
Again, Josh Archie joining us here on the Old Chicago Coaches Review. Scott, I guess, do you want to add anything? Is there something you want to know from this game that kind of transpired that we saw from our angle?
No, I mean, I think, you know, Josh has kind of touched on it. You know, and I would just ask, you know, like, what are some of the things that you tell your players after a game like this to make sure that they understand, you know, some of the positives that came out of it and you know, the work that's going to go in the next, you know, 2-3 days, week or 2 weeks, month, whatever it may be, you know, to keep them going in the right direction. Some of the things that the coaching staff might say to them to, you know, to encourage them to get those wins.
You know, for me right now, it's a little bit frustrating, and I think Coach just did a really good job of going in there and talking to the guys and saying, you know, that you did do a good job. You executed the game plan. You played hard, but at the end of the day, it just wasn't enough. But they are seeing signs. They're seeing the signs that, hey, we're right there. We're out shooting our opponents. We're getting the chances. We just have to find a way to finish them. And I think Coach did a good job of going in there and saying, hey, this is not acceptable. But at the same point, we are taking steps. And that's with a young team, I guess that's the key right now.
To that, and final question for you, overall, your assessment of what you saw from Enos Copley here tonight, 16 saves in the third period on 16 shots. He gave your team a chance in that third period to try to get that equalizer. Bounce back game for him in some ways. He had 35 saves and 38 shots. Overall, what did you think of his play?
Well, you know, it's for Phoenix, it's becoming a little bit of a double-edged sword because he's been so good for us that, you know, we expect him to be great every night. And, you know, for the most part, the season he has, I thought he was good tonight. I didn't think it was his best performance, but he did a good job, and you're dead on. He gave us a chance to win. You know, but I think if you asked him, he would say, hey, there's maybe one or two that I could have, you know, made some, or done something a little bit different on and found a way for our guys to win. He's a competitor, and he wants to win every night, and those are the attributes that we like about him so much.
Coach, appreciate your time here tonight. Best of luck with getting everything set up here as the Storm, of course, going back on the road next weekend at Sioux City and again here at Sioux Falls a week from today. Thanks.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
There you go again. The assistant coach, Josh Auchi, joining us following the loss here tonight, 3-2 the final. Before we get to that out-of-town scoreboard, something I, you know, Scott, he kind of touched on a little bit, Trevor Moore, and that's somebody we didn't really talk about here tonight. But, boy, he being a 16-year-old kid, you don't expect him to be maturing this fast. But, boy, is he evolving here for the Storm, and he was very good tonight.
Yeah, he is pretty impressive. I mean, 16 years old, I mean, he's got a lot of maturing to do, you know, body strength, height, you know, the physical aspect of the game, but, you know, plays it with a passion, very gifted offensively, likes to try some things, you know, here and there that you don't see most offensive forwards, you know, doing these days or in this league. You know, he is going to be a dynamic player, not that he isn't already, but, you know, he continues to grow in leaps and bounds. I think he's going to be, you know, tremendous for this hockey club.
Let's take a look at the final look at the Midway Auto Group scoreboard update. Think hassle-free. Think Midway. ThinkMidway.com. Muskegon again losing on home ice to Cedar Rapids 2-1 the final. It was Youngstown winning in a shootout over Indiana 4-3. And in the third period, it's 7-3 now Lincoln over Fargo as they have come out to a big lead here. As Fargo won last night, and we're off to a good start, up 1-0 early on in the hockey game, but it's now 7-3 Lincoln. Des Moines, they lose on home ice tonight to the Chicago Steel, 5-3 the final. That helps out the Storm a little bit, with the Storm being a point back of the Des Moines Buccaneers coming into tonight's game. Sioux Falls tonight, Stampede, of course, beating the Storm 3-2. Waterloo on home ice, they would lose to Green Bay, 4-0 the score. And then in overtime, Mark Miller, he picked a good time to pick up his first goal of the season. Mark Miller, in overtime, gets his first goal of the year, scoring it and leading the Omaha Lancers to an overtime victory over the defending Clark Cup champions, 5-4 the final. Big note there, though, Matt Morris, by the way, was not in the lineup, out with an injury right now. He was supposed to go to the Junior A Challenge. He's not there, but he's out with an injury. And so Dubuque going with some backup goaltenders here. And, well, tonight losing on the road at Omaha. Final again, 3-2, the score. I want to thank a few people in the broadcast once again here tonight. Again, that of Drew Schenick and Josh Algie from the Storm before and after the game. Also, Jim Olander, my guest on Inside the Booth. And also want to thank Grant Smarks, engineering tonight's broadcast back at the KKPR studios. Appreciate his time as always. Scott Schenick, boy, I wouldn't have guessed that you weren't a broadcaster, but boy, well, maybe a little side profession for you there, and maybe get you out of your day job for a little bit here and there, and who knows, maybe make a return to hockey and then come back to being a broadcaster. Who knows, right?
Skip, it's been my pleasure. You know, it's great to come out and see, obviously, you know, the Tri-City Storm and the great kids and the potential that the team has, and to be a part of it for a night and sit back here and watch the game and be able to comment on, you know, was a great thing, and I really appreciate it.
I appreciate your time as well. Great job here tonight. Folks, we hope you enjoyed the broadcast tonight. We know you're disappointed with the result, but on behalf of everyone at the Storm Radio Network, this is Skip Berry saying good night and happy hockey, everyone.
You've been listening to the Storm Radio Network on Classic Hits 98.9 FM.
This is Storm Head Coach and General Manager Drew Schenick. The Storm Radio Network would like to thank the following sponsors for their support. Vieira Wireless, we are where you are. Old Chicago, eat, drink, and be yourself. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney. We don't sell volume, we sell quality. Midway Auto Group. Visit them online at thinkmidway.com. TCBY, the country's best yogurt. Complete Nutrition. Look better, feel better, perform better. New West Sports Medicine and...